Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Instead of winding up in China or Cuba, somewhere between 30 million and 50 million barrels of Venezuelan oil will be coming here to the U.S. That word this morning from President Trump.
In the aftermath of the toppling of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, the president says oil from that country will be taken by storage ships and brought directly to U.S. unloading docks. He writes on social media that the oil will be sold at its market price and that he will control the money, quote, to ensure it is used to benefit the people of Venezuela and the United States. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is not giving up on the idea of the U.S. somehow getting Greenland.
The U.K., Canada, and Europe's leaders have rallied behind Denmark's prime minister in reaffirming Greenland's sovereignty. That followed President Trump's comments Sunday.
We need Greenland from the standpoint of national security, and Denmark is not going to be able to do it, I can tell you.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Tuesday the president and his team are discussing a range of options, and utilizing the U.S. military is always an option at the commander-in-chief's disposal.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. The Department of Homeland Security says it's launched in Minnesota what it's calling the largest immigration enforcement operation ever carried out by the agency. About 2,000 federal agents and officers are expected to be deployed in the Minneapolis area. Nick Reiner is due in court today for arraignment. He's to enter a plea to two charges of first-degree murder and the killing of his parents, Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. Broad gains led by tech stocks propelled Wall Street to more record highs. In trading yesterday, this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are up 18 points, while the Nasdaq futures are down 88 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What if 2026 could be the best year ever for your retirement? It can, when you take control of your financial future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD right now and get your free gold rollover kit valued at $49, yours just for calling. More Americans than ever are discovering the power of rolling over a portion of their IRA or 401k into physical gold and silver. With a simple, tax and penalty-free rollover, you can add stability, security, and strength to your retirement. In times of inflation, uncertainty, or market swings, gold has been a steady, tangible, proven store of value. And in 2026, it could be the key to building the retirement you've always imagined. That's why so many people trust Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America for 10 years running. Call 800-741-GOLD to get your free gold rollover kit. Call 800-741-GOLD and let 2026 be the year you finally take control. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some fog on the eastern shore this morning, and we just got word some of the schools might be opening a little bit late. So we'll factor that into the eastern side of the Bay Bridge. Right now, through Queen Anne's County, that would take it over towards 50 around 301, and then down through the light at 50 at 404. Had a vehicle fire about 20 minutes ago in the city, Cold Spring Lane at Wabash Avenue. There's an active fire call in the city. Several streets are closed. Wilkins Avenue, Pulaski Street, McHenry Street at Ramsey Street. All of that is over on the southwest side. Some local detours will be underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, not as cold today as our real warm-up gets underway. Actually, mostly sunny with highs in the mild but breezy mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
39 degrees in Perry Hall and 36 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. And this just in, Queen Anne's County Schools will be opening 90 minutes late due to fog. There's no AM pre-K. The superintendent of Anne Arundel County Public Schools has announced an immediate hiring freeze for the district central and satellite offices. Dr. Mark Bedell calls the move a proactive and responsible step to address increasing pressures as the fiscal year 2027 budget process begins. The freeze will remain in effect until further notice. The freeze will not impact hiring for vacancies in schools and will not stop the filling of positions where the hiring hiring process is already underway. And Baltimore City is expected to offer a settlement to a man wrongfully convicted of murder and sent to prison. The city's Board of Estimates is scheduled to vote on approving a $14 million civil rights settlement for Gary Washington, who spent 31 years in prison before he was exonerated. The state of Maryland awarded Washington a settlement of $3.1 million last year. Last night's winning Maryland lottery pick 3 was 602, the pick 4, 3581. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26, new customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The final question that John Harbaugh answered Sunday night after the Steelers loss was, does he feel he did enough this year to warrant him coming back in 2026? Harbaugh said he loved his guys and wanted to come back, but apparently Ravens management did not agree. Firing the Super Bowl champion coach yesterday after 18 seasons at the helm, 193 wins, placing him 12th all-time. In a statement, the 64-year-old Harbaugh wrote, "Gratitude to the owner and organization who was willing to bring in a head coach who made his mark with special team success, a difficult thing to do, and appreciation for all the moments, all the years that are etched into eternity." Owner Steve Bisciotti wrote, "This was an incredibly difficult decision, given the tremendous 18 years we've spent together and the profound respect I have for John as a coach and, most importantly, as a great man of integrity." We'll have much more on the career of John Harbaugh in Baltimore, but the news of the morning is today that the Ravens are looking for a new head coach for the fourth time in their history. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
We're not gonna take it. Hell, we ain't gonna take it. Oh, we're not gonna take it anymore.
No way. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, January 7, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up in this hour, the man who murdered Ashley Babbitt is running a daycare in Maryland. Governor Moore calling for accountability in the death of a foster girl who committed suicide downtown. But our top story here today, the Ravens fire head coach John Harbaugh after 18 seasons. Joining me here is our sportscaster Gary Stein. Shocked?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked yesterday on the air, and I said I would be shocked if they fired him today, yesterday. And apparently they asked him to relieve the duties of his two coordinators, Todd Monken on the offense and Zach Orr on defense. He refused. And so it was basically him or them. And Harbaugh, man of integrity, decided that it was going to be him.
Wow.
So he had a role in this firing. It wasn't like they came in and they said, John, you're gone. Get your stuff. You're out of here. Okay, but it was a situation where the owner wanted to make changes.
The locker room?
No, I don't think he lost the locker room.
Right.
I really don't. I think at the end of the day, the reason why, first of all, I don't think this is an organizational decision. I think this is a Steve Bisciotti decision.
Okay.
And it's his right. It's his prerogative.
Right. He is the owner.
I think what resonated with Steve was empty seats, booing, leaving early, 44-10 loss to Houston. 17-3 to the Rams. They couldn't move the ball. I mean, you know, these are real things. And when you're an owner of a multi-billion dollar organization and you see on social, they're not immune to social media and TV and interviews and radio. They know what's going on. They know fans are disappointed. And believe me, when you're disappointed, you're loud. It's the silent majority that's silent.
Yeah, the fact is when you're paying that kind of money for a seat inside M&T Bank Stadium,
absolutely,
you have every reason to boo or cheer, whatever the case may be. But let's look at the overall picture, because it's always the coach that gets the axe. But does the front office play a role in any of this? Did they give John Harbaugh the necessary tools he needed to assemble on the field to put a winning product out there? I mean, the Ravens were picked to win the Super Bowl at the beginning of the year, but we all know how pundits and experts can get things wrong.
It takes a village to fire a coach. The front office has a responsibility here. The coach has a responsibility. The assistant coaches played a role in it.
Players
absolutely
fumbles,
played a role in it.
Drop passes, assignments.
Kyle Van Noy,
injuries.
Not to single anybody out, okay?
Right.
But Kyle Van Noy went from 12 sacks in a Pro Bowl to 2 sacks. They had injuries. Mike Green never materialized. Malachi Starks never materialized. They're rookies. Okay, you know, in that Houston game that I just cited a minute ago, 44-10, when fans left and booed and all that stuff, they started 7 rookies on defense. You're not going to beat anybody in the NFL doing that.
All right, so
it's a village, obviously. Okay,
absolutely. All right, let's move on to who's next. Who are some of the candidates the Ravens could look at to hire, and where does John Harbaugh land? Because he's going to get a coaching gig somewhere.
Well, apparently his agent, Brian Harlan, who, by the way, is the brother of Kevin Harlan, the broadcaster, said that within 45 minutes of the firing of Harbaugh yesterday, he received 6 phone calls from the other 6 teams in the NFL. So basically, Harbaugh is on the board of every team. Now,
right.
There have been some speculation that he would be a front runner for the Giants job.
Dolphins.
That Miami would be a very attractive job for him. So I think those two would probably be likely destinations.
There's a rumor there might be a package deal, Harbaugh and Stein, to Miami.
Well, Stein's from Miami, so yes, I think there was also a rumor, this is probably just AI, that Harbaugh and Tomlin would trade places, which would be extremely interesting. But I think those two jobs would probably be the front. In terms of the Ravens hiring hire, there are some interesting names out there. So, you know, they're not going to go coachless. They're going to make a good decision.
Okay.
Jesse Minter, the defensive coordinator for the Chargers, who works under Jim Harbaugh, has connections to the Ravens. He used to coach here. And there are others. Jim Schwartz, defensive coordinator for the Browns, who used to coach here in Baltimore also. So I think it's interesting that at the top of the list are defensive coordinators. The morning goes on, we'll go through the list. But I think those two would be potentials.
Very good. Gary Stein, thanks. Appreciate your perspective and expertise. 6:13, traffic and weather on the 3. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. And he's already signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers officially as of 6 o'clock this morning. Because I just made that up, but it sounded good.
You want him? You want him in Tampa Bay?
Bring him.
All right. Yeah. Well, you have a coach right now.
We do?
Yes.
What's his name?
His name is Todd Bowles.
Yeah, used to be. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, what's going on out there?
He's a nice guy.
There he is, a nice guy, but you know what?
Let that go. Yeah. Active fire call in the city. They've been there for a while. I think the building fire, actually a dwelling fire, is under control, but they're in the area. Wilkins Avenue, Pulaski Street, McHenry Street, Ramsey Street, over on the southwest side. So that's all in the area, not too far from Wilkins Avenue at Monroe. Had a lot of fires in that area during the fall and now the winter. So fire department is there. Local detours are underway. Just got word there may be a minor wreck on the BW Parkway southbound at Greenbelt Road. That would be just before the Capitol Beltway. I just looked at the camera back at Powder Mill Road. Not much of an impact right now, but that may change. We'll come back and revisit that. The west side outer loop is already a little bit slow. 70 down to the ramps at Route 40. Still clear and good to go right now at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Not as cold today. Mostly sunny, breezy, mid-50s. Tonight, clear, lows in the low 30s. Thursday, just as mild. Rain possibilities on Friday through the weekend with temperatures remaining mild over that time period as well. Right now, we're 43 in Owings Mills, 42 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Mysterious online gambler made $400,000 betting on Polymarket that Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro would be captured.
Mm.
Yeah. Mysterious wow. gambler goes by the name Ronald Frump Jr. Might be a way to make some money there. By the way, the biggest winner is probably going to be Chevron after all is said and done.
Yeah.
A computer hacker has deleted a dating site that's known as Tinder for Nazis. What?
Mm. What?
Apparently you swipe right. On that one. Retired history teacher in England, prosecuted for impersonating a rear admiral in the Royal Navy.
Oh.
Yeah. Last place you want to be a rear admiral is in the prison shower.
Yep, right.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Sure.
According to Donald Trump, First Lady Melania says she hates it when he dances.
Yeah. Yep.
She said Melania believes dancing is not presidential. Trump said she asked him, can you imagine FDR dancing? No.
He
would be. He didn't have a leg to stand on.
New study shows that living in a smaller house leads to happier lives. Apparently, Debbie now wants a tiny home.
That's nice. That's nice. And our anniversary today, too.
Is it really? Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Yeah,
wow.
You were there.
That's right. I forgot the date, though. January 7th.
31 years ago.
Yeah.
Today.
That's incredible. I remember Les Consolving then packing food into his blazer pockets.
He took all the crab dip.
Yes, he
back over the Potomac River Bridge.
He had a bunch of animals following him as well.
Yes, he did.
When he did that.
There was a busload of cats.
Yeah. By the way, it's National Pass Gas Day.
Oh, of course.
We noticed that Maggie Hunter's not here, so we have no idea what she's up to, but it's probably no good. In any event, today is Kenny Loggins' 78th birthday. That's Footloose.
Yes, it is.
He's known as the Soundtrack King. Think
yes,
about it.
He is the soundtrack.
We played all those soundtracks.
Did you get Caddyshack in there?
We got Caddyshack. Oh, okay. We got Caddyshack 2. We also did Top Gun, One Fine Day, which was George Clooney and Michelle Pfeiffer. And Footloose was the last one there for Kenny Loggins. It originally started as Loggins and Messina.
Yes.
Had a partner when he first started out, Jimmy Messina.
They don't make music like that anymore.
They don't.
I have seen Kenny Loggins in concert, actually, a couple times at Merriweather Post Pavilion. Great show. He puts on a great show.
He's a good egg, apparently.
He's a good egg, but he's a little left of center.
Oh, we didn't know that.
Very, very left of center, but that's okay.
Right. Great Maggie, performer, does it ready.
Maggie, it's fart day. Did you show up for that?
National Pass Gas Day. She's here just in time.
I just made it. Lip balm. I think a lot of the staffers here will be very, very celebratory today.
Yeah. Are you the leading spokesperson on National Pass Gas Day?
No.
No.
He thinks she doth protest too much.
Okay. I didn't protest nothing.
Sad news. Indeed. Sad news. Michael Reagan, the son of Ronald Reagan, passed away yesterday at the age of 80. Great conservative talk show host. So we say goodbye to Michael, who obviously was a great, great guy, great conservative.
Was his son with Jane Wyman?
No, I think. It was Maureen Reagan was with Jane, I think.
Okay.
And I think Michael may have been with Nancy.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to look it up again.
I know Ron was with Nancy.
Yeah, Ron was with Nancy. Oh, Ron and the two youngest were with Nancy. That's right. Maureen and Michael were with Jane, and the other two were with Nancy.
Right.
Okay. Now we got that squared away.
As I say, he didn't look like Jane. I mean, he didn't look like Maureen.
He's also 80, you know, so the older Ron Jr. and, of course, the other daughter who is a little bit,
Ron was the ballerino, wasn't he?
Yes. Yes, he was. Total departure. And also, Aldrich Ames, the former CIA operative turned traitor, spy for the Soviets, died yesterday at the age of 84. They should have just taken him out years ago once he was convicted, but we don't do that anymore for folks that are guilty of espionage. We feed him, we clothe him, we shelter him.
There go our tax dollars.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Don't forget, Town Appliances there right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. If you're in the market for any kind of appliance, single appliance, entire kitchen upgrade, Town Appliances is where you should go. It's where I'm going to go. I got a little sidetracked over the holidays. Didn't have a time to get in there and pick out my new refrigerator, but I am going to get over there soon. It's time for a new fridge, so I'll go over see either mayor. They both run the place, and they are great. 5-star service, 70 different brands on display, competitive pricing. Check it out for all your appliance needs. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. It's more than just radio. It's the next step in the evolution of radio. Get the mobile app in the App Store or WCBM.com.
A little bit of a postscript here. Yes, Michael Reagan was with Ronald Reagan and Jane Wyman, but he was an adopted son by Ron Reagan and Jane Wyman. So there you have it. We have got that. Thanks to Bob from Baltimore for reminding us of that. 6:23 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
We mentioned earlier there's some fog on the eastern shore. I think Queen Anne's County was the county that I saw running a little bit late for the school opening this morning. So I looked around and didn't really see too much fog at 50 at 404 and over towards Kent Narrows, but it's obviously in the area away from the major highways right now. The BW Parkway is a little bit slow. There was an accident. It looks like now they're telling us that the roadway has cleared, but it's on 95 near Greenbelt Road, and we're actually looking at brake lights both north and southbound through that area, and that wreck would be just north of the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Not as cold today. Sunny, breezy, mid-50s. Tonight clear, low 30s. And warming up with some rain coming in Friday through the weekend. Right now, we're 42 in Annapolis and under clear skies, 42 in Reisterstown. So the big story here today, local story, the Ravens, after 18 seasons, six AFC division crowns, and one Super Bowl victory, have fired their head coach, John Harbaugh, after a disappointing season. The Ravens have been picked by many to go to the Super Bowl and end up 8-9, losing an opportunity to get into the playoffs on the final day of the season on Sunday night against the Steelers. Again, the head coach always gets the blame. The front office, did they give him enough tools? He didn't really have an edge rusher this year. And Gary talked about that. I think their leading guy with sacks was at 4. So that's way down the list. So did the front office do their job? The front office doesn't seem to get much heat from the ownership. The players who dropped passes, who fumbled, who missed assignments, who committed penalties, who missed kicks, etc. That's not on the coach. Some might argue scheme could be it. Some might argue that it was just time for a change. And here we hear from some Ravens fans, kind of mixed results. And I'm wondering how you feel about it today. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us also am680@wcbm.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Here is some of the Ravens fans' reaction.
No, I looked at my phone and said, oh, yeah. When I got the message, and then that was it. I knew it was coming. He completely mismanaged the assets, the players, the teams. There was a time and place, but he's got to go.
I think it was a mistake. I don't think that... I understand that a change probably did need to be made, but getting rid of a head coach is not like getting rid of a player. I don't know if the current candidates in the coming up cycle are ready for this big job.
Not surprised. Why not? I mean, they almost won. They didn't. They almost. Almost isn't good enough.
He made that choice to let the rookie kick that ball. They had what, 15 seconds left, two timeouts. They could have ran the ball or they could have threw the ball to get either closer or even try to get a touchdown.
So could you put all the blame on a coach? No. I think it's a group effort between the coaches and the players. Everybody has a job to do. Somebody has to go, and unfortunately, John Harbaugh was the one to be the one to go.
Owner Steve Bisciotti said in a statement, quote, following a comprehensive evaluation of the season and the overall direction of our organization, I decided to make a change at head coach. Today I informed John he had been relieved of his duties. This was an incredibly difficult decision, given the tremendous 18 years we have spent together and the profound respect I have for John as a coach and, most importantly, as a great man of integrity. End of quote. Coach Harbaugh, again, he expressed gratitude and appreciation for his time in Baltimore, and gratitude to the owner and organization who was willing to bring in a head coach who made his mark with special team success, he said. Remember, he was plucked from relative obscurity from the Eagles, where he was a special teams coach. He said, it's a difficult thing to do, and appreciation for all the moments, all these years, that are etched into eternity, end of quote. Let's go to Mike in Bel Air. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. How you guys doing?
Fine, sir. Thank you.
I will let you know straight up front, I was never really a big fan of John Harbaugh. Okay. I think his clock management, especially through his mid-years, was absolutely horrendous. He got better as he got older, I guess. But the whole thing, I think, why he got fired was, one, we didn't have any pass rush for the past 2.5 years. We really didn't have. We didn't lead in anything on that end of it. And the quarterbacks had all day. Let's face it, he had all day to throw in that game and previous games. The quarterbacks have had all day to throw. And it seemed like they became one-dimensional. They weren't using their tight ends as much as they used to. And that's the coach there. He can walk up to the offensive coordinator and say, hey, why aren't these guys in the game? Why aren't they being used more? If it wasn't a pass to Zay Flowers for a long, long pickup, we didn't have any.
Yeah. Well, Harbaugh's defenses were among some of the best in the NFL over the course of his years as coach. And you lose guys like Rex Ryan and Chuck Pagano and Mike McDonald and et cetera. But you're right, scheme could be part of it. If you're not willing to change the coordinators, change the scheme, then the owners end up changing coaches. Mike, thanks. We got to run, but thanks so much for your call and input. Coming up next, Governor Moore, speaking of accountability, is calling for that in the death of Kanaya Ward. Timco Electric Heating and Air, they're just incredible at what they do for electrical work. They're some of the best when it comes to interior, exterior, wiring, landscaping, etc. And, of course, they've extended that commitment to excellence and service to HVAC services as well. So right now, let's make sure, of course, we just had another fracas yesterday over utility bills between the Maryland Freedom Caucus and Governor Moore. They're pointing fingers at who's responsible. You want to make sure that no matter who's responsible, you're not footing more of the bill than you should. So call them. They'll come out and do a maintenance check on your heating system. Make sure it's operating properly and efficiently so it's not costing you an arm and a leg. 410-976-8, I'm sorry, 876-9404. That's 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tell them I sent you. It is 6:30. Time for some news headlines. Once again, Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. This news brought to you by Audiology Associates. Queen Anne's County schools are on a 90-minute opening delay due to fog. No morning pre-K. The Mount Airy Town Council plans to leave room in the 2027 budget to cover the cost of a weather alert siren system. The plan follows the death of 13-year-old Mason Kearns, who was pulled into an uncovered drainage pipe during a flash flood last summer. The estimated cost of the alert system is around $93,000, and town officials say they will seek funding through state and federal grants and private donations. According to the Baltimore Sun, Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese wants to support the effort by using asset forfeiture funds. He says there's no better way to use drug dealers' money than to support the community in this way. Baltimore police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly double shooting in Federal Hill. Warren Mackey is charged with first-degree murder in the November 13th shooting death of Kennard Miller in the 1100 block of Marshall Street. He's also charged with attempted murder for shooting another man at the scene. Mackey was taken into custody without incident in the 6400 block of Baltimore National Pike and taken to central booking. Mayor Brandon Scott has released a report highlighting 100 key accomplishments of the city in 2025. The report includes the city's continued public safety progress, investments to support youth, building clean and healthy communities, efforts to drive equitable neighborhood development, and maintain responsible stewardship of city resources. The mayor says 2025 was another year of growth and innovation, thanks to the hard work of public servants and partners across Baltimore. The report, which can be found online, highlights accomplishments that were the direct results of city initiatives and investments, but there are many others that were the result of residents working to drive progress in their neighborhoods. 6:31 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, the west side outer loop delays not too bad. The usual area 795 through I-70 down through Frederick Road. After that, you're clear towards 95 and then eventually down towards I-97. The trip to Annapolis looks good, keeping in mind that once you clear the Bay Bridge, there is some fog over on the eastern shore. Parkville side of the Beltway begins to fill in at Hartford Road. We're still under 5 minutes. Not bad right now at both the Harvard tunnels. The wreck on the BW Parkway did clear at Greenbelt Road on both sides of the roadway just north of the Capitol Beltway. Still looking at brake lights in the area both sides of 295 coming south from NASA and coming up from the ramp area at the Capitol Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast, not as cold today as our real warm-up gets underway. Actually, mostly sunny with highs in the mild but breezy mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management. With the firing of John Harbaugh yesterday by the Ravens, it's interesting at a time like this to look back on past comments or interviews. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh, this is in the post-game, actually the day after, the loss to the Patriots. And he was asked that even though at that time the Ravens still had a chance for the playoffs, was he worried about job security at all? Let's go to the next cut, which is from Steve Bisciotti and Ravens head coach John Harbaugh when they sat down at the owners' meeting in Las Vegas after announcing a contract extension. Bisciotti was asked about his relationship with Harbaugh. All right, that's not going to work, unfortunately. Sean, I'm not able to play these cuts, but basically what Harbaugh was saying about a job in that first cut was that it's an interesting concept about a job. It's like you don't have a job. Somebody gives you a job, and then you do the job, and you do it as well as you possibly can, and then when you're not doing it as well as you possibly can anymore, then somebody takes that job away. So it's not ever like your job. It's somebody else's job that they gave to you. That was the comment that Harbaugh made there. And then Bisciotti was saying that one of the key parts of his relationship with Harbaugh was that he never came out of left field for Harbaugh.
Right.
In other words, if he had something to tell John, he would tell him.
Right.
He wouldn't just, you know. So my point in saying that is I don't think this happened yesterday. This has been probably a conversation that Steve Bisciotti and John Harbaugh have been having over time as the season has disintegrated. I'm sure Steve hasn't been silent. He's been talking to John about things that are going on, and it finally came to a head the other day when, or yesterday, when he asked him, apparently, according to reports, to fire the coordinators, and John refused to do that.
You know, it's interesting that the Ravens organization stood by Ray Lewis when he was going through his legal difficulties. They stood by Bam Morris.
Way back in the day,
way back in the day.
97, I think it was.
Terrell Suggs, to name just a few. I'm just not picking on anybody. But they didn't
stand by Ray Rice.
Or
Justin Tucker.
Justin Tucker. Now, Ray Rice was a whole different situation. There was actual evidence of that.
Physical contact.
Physical contact and evidence of that. But they didn't stand by Justin Tucker, and it's kind of ironic how this season devolves on a missed kick at the end.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up. And so if Tyler Loop makes that field goal, does this happen?
Yeah. I doubt it.
Okay.
Because they'd still be playing.
Right. But let's say let's say he makes the field goal.
Right.
They're playing. They lose in the wild card round to whomever, I guess Houston. Does it happen after that?
Possibly. Mm-hmm. But I think this just makes it easier, an easier decision for Bisciotti. And as you say, I think it probably was something he had been contemplating all season long as he watched this team underperform after there were such great expectations.
So anything short of getting back to the AFC Championship game probably would have resulted, in your opinion. I don't disagree with that at this point.
Yeah,
knowing what we know now.
Look, owners at home, they want to win. The fans want to win. They just came to the conclusion that they're not going to be able to win with John Harbaugh anymore. So.
Yeah. One other thing I wanted to say, you talk about potential replacements. A name that is hot right now is Rams defensive coordinator Chris Shula.
Oh, okay.
The grandson of Don Shula.
Right.
Yes. And, again, another defensive coordinator that comes to mind. And these DCs are apparently at the top of the list in terms of potential candidates to replace Harbaugh.
Interesting. Yeah. Very good. All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate it. 6:38, and we'll take a brief spot. I think we got to play yet, don't we? Are we to play that already? Yeah, we got that. And then we'll
attention
come right.
Investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greeben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
All right, 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company here on WCBM. We have Johnny in Hamilton who wants to weigh in on Coach Harbaugh. Johnny?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're fine, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, my little sense, whatever it is. First off, John Harbaugh was never a defensive coordinator or an offensive coordinator. So he intrinsically had inordinate dependence upon his defensive or offensive coordinators. John Harbaugh also was, I'll say, he was a buddy-buddy coach. The discipline on that team, he's going to have the same people that had the same philosophy as him. Now, he's being kind of a scapegoat because I would go to DaCosta.
So you think DaCosta is the problem?
With his picks. If you recollect, after Ozzie Newsome left, he was there kind of caretaking, walking around for a year or two, giving input to DaCosta. Look at what they loaded up. All secondary, but no pass rushers.
Now let's get Gary's thought on that. What do you think about Johnny's analysis that's more on DaCosta than it is on Harbaugh?
I mean, I don't think it's wrong. I think it takes a village. I think roster construction in the end this year was an issue for the Ravens. But also there's another thing here that we're not talking about, and that is the Lamar's contract. Lamar was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Remember when Flacco was the highest paid quarterback in the NFL? Yeah. The Ravens didn't make the playoffs for four of the next 5 years because they were hamstrung. That's what happens. When a quarterback plays on a rookie contract, you can be successful.
Right.
Because you can spread money around. See Russell Wilson with the Seahawks back in the day. He played on a rookie contract. They went to two Super Bowls. When you pay your quarterback $250 million, you have to cut elsewhere. And that hampers DaCosta's ability to find players at the right price. Jair Alexander, I mean, why was he only $4 million? Because he stinks.
Right.
Okay, DeAndre Hopkins didn't do anything this year either. These were bargain basement players that the Ravens got late just to fill in because they really can't go out and get a DK Metcalf. They can't go out and get, a pass rusher, etc. Like, Myles Garrett isn't coming here for $42 million because we're not paying him that because we're paying Lamar $100 million. I'm using numbers here.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fair assessment. I really do because it's just not the Ravens, but there are a lot of teams that find themselves in that same thing where you're going to load up with a big quarterback contract and then you put the team at great disadvantage. So now they got to renegotiate extensions. Some guys have to take salary cuts in order to, so they can spend money to help. And then the thing, remember, with these quarterbacks, you need to have an offensive line. So you're spending all this money on the quarterback, but you have an offensive line that has to protect them. Otherwise, your investment is going to go right down the tubes if they get injured, which Lamar suffered from a lot of injuries this year.
And they didn't spend any money on the guards this year, and you saw what happened to the guards. Now they got a decision to make on Tyler Linderbaum. Are they going to spend the money on him? So, it's when you build a team like anything, it's like a jigsaw puzzle, and all the pieces have to fit in order for you to be successful. If one piece doesn't work, you're not successful.
Well, that's why Bill Parcells used to say if he's going to cook the meal, he wants to choose the ingredients.
Right. He wants to go shop for the groceries
right,
or whatever.
Exactly. Whatever it was. But I think the coach just gets whatever the front office gives him. Sure, he had some input, I'm sure, on some of the players, but some of those players get hurt, or they don't perform up to expectations, or they have turnover issues. That's not on the coach, but the coach is the one who pays the price.
You got it.
All right, thanks, Gary. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the time for an update on what's happening out there on the highways and byways with the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, some fog is still reported in Queen Anne's County, but I've been looking around. I haven't seen anything major. Kent Narrows Bridge, 50 at Queenstown and down through 50 at 404. And even on 404, headed over towards the Denton area and through Ridgely, I don't see any big problems there. So looks like we're okay, but some areas are still reporting enough fog that the schools are opening a little bit late in Queen Anne's County. The Bay Bridge and then the main span there, all the lanes are open. Three lanes westbound, two lanes eastbound, and then we're clear at the Seven River Bridge and over towards I-97. The next hour or so, we'll be watching for that construction on I-95 northbound in Harford County. Not there yet, but soon up there around exit 76 northbound. Beltway continues to fill in on the Parkville side. The west side is already busy from 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX looks good right now. Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. And you're going to be a little bit delayed now with the heavy traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, not as cold today, sunny, breezy, mid-50s for the high. Tonight clear and lows in the low 30s. Thursday, just as mild as today will be. Right now, 41 and clear in Pasadena, 43 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
I leave dental floss in the kitchen, the roaches hang themselves.
Do you know what the wildest ride at Epcot is, Chuck? Because I know you've been there a lot.
The wildest ride.
Easy.
I would say, no, it's not Space Mountain. That's at the Magic Kingdom. Soarin'?
Yes.
You think so?
That's the one I would say.
Well, not according to the fans and attendees of Epcot. It's called Drinking Around the World.
To Epcot, they ordered some shots. It's a drunk world after all.
Yeah!
Now Daddy's going to Disney.
All right, now that
Disney.
Is time for the whole song here. But apparently it's called Drinking Around the World in 11 villages in Epcot. You are supposed to go and have a drink at each village, and then hopefully you're standing by the end of the day.
Wow.
Yeah. So apparently, and Disney says it's a problem because a lot of folks are doing this and they're just getting wasted.
Trash.
Absolutely.
It's a problem. They're saying their thing is a problem.
Right. So you think.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I wonder if they get on rides. That's a pretty much hurdle guarantee.
Yeah, exactly. By the end of the 11th village. I doubt if they'll be able to get on any rides.
One thing, they have very strong margaritas at the Mexico Pavilion.
Well, that's what they were talking about. People come in and they're all in Mexico.
Yep. I'll tell you what, you go in there and you eat, and it's dark. I mean, it's really dark in there.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of what day
those,
we're celebrating.
The sun hits you.
Yeah.
Right down the steps. Sir.
Apparently, they say you should start in Canada and end in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
That'll lead you to ease into the challenge of one of the least exciting pavilions to cap things off with a high
Rose
energy.
And Crown, which is the nice little bar there from London.
Yeah. So it's nice. It's all there.
What about Germany?
Yeah. Germany's where you get to get the sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut and the lager and the pilsner. KFC is bringing back $5 bowls and they're debuting new cheese curds for you, Maggie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speaking of
new Maddie's cheesy nuggy grave bowl.
Chicken.
The mac and cheese bowl, the spicy mac and cheese bowl, the mashed potato bowl, the spicy mashed potato bowl, and the new cheese curds featuring battered and fried Wisconsin-style white cheddar cheese curds.
Oh, my stomach.
To end it.
You're going to need some new drawers after you've been there.
There's a Target right across the street. That's a beauty working here.
That's good. They're open probably now.
Hey. Lebanon has broken the world record for chicken nuggets in a bucket. Guess how many chicken nuggets they put in one bucket?
50.
Well, how big is the bucket?
It's a huge bucket. It's a big bucket.
300.
Hear that, Chuck?
It is a... No, it's a, I think, really, really big bucket.
Mm. 500.
Really big bucket.
85,000 chicken nugget pieces in a bucket that weighed about 4,000 pounds.
Wow.
So
it was
85,000.
Big bucket.
That's a big bucket.
That sounds like Chuck's last Super Bowl party.
That was just the first half.
A Moon Spirits has launched what it calls the world's first smart vodka. Ultra premium spirit paired with an interactive bottle that lights up, spins, and syncs to an app. Just what I want. Yeah. The full smart system is $250. The VCU compatible replacement bottle, $50, and the classic non-connected vodka is $40. So all told, it's going to get you over $300 to get smart vodka.
So our attention spans are even going while we're drinking.
Yes, exactly. Although they're saying people are drinking a lot less these days.
Is that right?
That is right.
Well, I've never been with the norm, so
they're smoking the weed more.
They're smoking the weed more. Yeah, I'm wrecked before I get home on the Beltway for crying out loud.
No, you can't do that.
Give me.
Right. That is, and there's something you say. We did the pizza yesterday, so pizza isn't as. So maybe it's a munchy thing. I would think if people are smoking more, pizza would be flying off the shelves. But
I guess it's a different munchy.
You would know about that, Maggie. You're an expert.
Barbecue Fritos.
Expert on munchies. Especially what? Never
Back
mind.
In the day.
What? Munchy.
Excuse you?
Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Back in just a couple of minutes here. 6:49 is coming up on 11 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Up next, governor calling for accountability in the death of the foster girl who died of a suicide in downtown Baltimore. And he also seems to be evading answers on the senior trafficking problem here in the state of Maryland, the city of Baltimore as well. It is 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company. Right now, we're talking about Rescue Natural Supplements. If you're still trying to get that rescue New Year's resolution resolved, and we've got all kinds of supplements for you, over 50 different natural supplements with no side effects. They're going to help you with omega-3s, rescue orzine, which helps to regulate blood pressure, gives you that all-day energy, you know, without caffeine, without, you know, all that other stuff that's causes those artificial highs with the afternoon crashes, you name it. We've got, of course, help make you sleep. Help you stay asleep, fall asleep, and that's Rescue PM Spray and Liquid. We've got Ideal Weight, which will help you lose weight, keep the pounds off. So if you've made that resolution to be healthier, we've got just the product for you, just the supplement, and all you have to do is buy four or more single bottles. You'll save 40% by using the coupon code NEWYEAR40. That's NEWYEAR40 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or online at res-q.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:52, Eddie says, Lamar was not happy with Harbaugh, and his chemistry with the team had become stale. Younger players want a younger perspective, and Harbaugh aged out after 18 years at the helm. Candidates being considered include Marcus Freeman, current Notre Dame head coach, and Jesse Minter, currently the defense coach for brother Jim with the L.A. Chargers. Yeah, I wonder how he would feel about that, that he would be giving up one of his coaches to replace his brother. But I do feel bad for John Harbaugh. I think he's a great American. I think he's a patriot. He's a God-fearing man. Most of all, he's a Trump supporter. So he'll land on his feet somewhere, I'm sure, before all it is said and done. You can still react, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Michelle, you're a big Ravens fan. I understand. What do you have, the mixed feelings about Coach Harbaugh being fired?
Yeah, I mean, I see why he got let go. And but you know, he's been here for 18 years, so he's kind of like family. You're sort of used to seeing him. Plus, he's a little easy on the eyes. But
whoa, 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 whoa! Wait a minute. Okay, well, that's the first time we've heard that one. All right, well.
But anyway, that's the less important part. But
I think you make a good point. Someone who's been your coach for 18 years does feel like family, and you are saying goodbye to what is Ravens Nation, part of the family, and it's got to be tough for a lot of Ravens fans. Of course, some Ravens fans are like good riddance because you know, all you want to do is win. You know, I get it.
Yep.
All right, thanks. 6:53 traffic weather on the 3. Somebody else who's easy on the eyes. Unfortunately, we don't have them on traffic, but I commented on your...
I saw that. Donald Singenbush. I saw that. You're a rat bastard. The only thing I can say about Harbaugh is I feel sorry for him, but he ain't running to the mailbox to get a check.
Yeah. Now he'll be okay.
Oh, I would say so. What do they owe him? $51 million?
I don't know what they owe. I'll have to get Gary to see what
I think I saw that number yesterday. $51 million.
Wow.
You don't have to worry about going out and get the mailman, you know?
Yeah.
The outer loop of the Beltway was a little bit slow. There was a broken down vehicle near the ramp at Route 702. And as of about 2-3 minutes ago, it was backed up on the Beltway. It's improving now, but just a heads up, if you're coming up from the Back River Bridge and onto the Beltway, eventually up towards Pulaski Highway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25, weather authority forecast. Not as cold today, mostly sunny, mild, breezy in the mid-50s for today. Right now, clear 41 in Stevensville, 40 in Baltimore City. Governor, never leave anyone behind more. Once again, I stand with the people and always talking about accountability. I got to tell you, in the course of this entire show, there are several stories in which we're going to leave your head scratching. Can this guy, is anybody really running in charge of the state? Because it just seems like there's incompetence everywhere you look. Everywhere you point a microphone or a camera, there's incompetence. And here we have the smiling, you know, he speaks well, looks good, you know, but I just think he's an empty suit. But anyway, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 caught up with the governor asking about the death of 16-year-old Kanaya Ward, who was in the state custody, and they handed it over to a private contractor when she committed suicide.
How can you ensure that the children in the state's care are protected and will be cared for when contractors hired by DHS are found negligent?
Yeah, I mean, what happened to Mrs. Ward is a tragedy. And I've said it before, and I will continue to say it, is it's unacceptable. It's something that is of the utmost importance. I believe there needs to be accountability for what happened to Mrs. Ward.
Yeah, accountability. But according to the state's attorney of Baltimore City, Ivan Bates, that accountability will not come with criminal charges because it just didn't rise to the level where they think they could prove it beyond a reasonable doubt.
So we can't hold this worker responsible criminally from what we could tell.
And the company, did they play a role in this? The person who employed this person?
Well, look. Without going into the civil lawsuit, I'm sure some attorneys already jumped on it. I think there are some concerns, and I can understand why a civil attorney would potentially file a lawsuit.
Yeah. Well, so far, a civil lawsuit has not yet been filed, but I would expect you will see one very quickly. The other big program, it seems, I guess, the problem of senior trafficking. Fox 45's Gary Collins with Spotlight on Maryland has been reporting on this, and this is where seniors have just been, like the foster girl, like Kanaya Ward, have just been institutionalized and kind of put up on a shelf and forgotten about. And he tried to get the governor at a recent meeting at the aquarium. Draw attention to this, but without much success.
Our news team, though, has investigated. Investigations have shown hundreds, if not thousands, of seniors here in the state of Maryland are living in unlicensed assisted living. I'm sorry.
Today, so
you up
there?
Okay.
Yeah. So, see, the spokesperson jumps in, cuts them off. Don't want to answer that question. You got to just focus on what's being asked of the media. And then they set up a New Year's Eve meeting with the governor, and he backed out of that. And so he got his communications director, David Turner, instead.
Look, after a month of negotiations with this office, that interview was abruptly canceled and shifted to you. Do Marylanders deserve to hear from their governor on this critical issue?
I think the governor has responded to questions on this, and
certainly the governor's office, the especially the Maryland Department of Health, who specifically works on this issue. Those are we're the subject matter experts who can both specifically talk to the details of the issue. I think the governor is more than willing to talk. It just unfortunately didn't work yesterday.
Marylanders elected the governor. Marylanders did not elect leaders at the Maryland Department of Health. So shouldn't they hear from the person that they elected?
Like I just said, the governor has spoken to this issue. I'm sure we will be speaking to this issue further. As you well know through your reporting, the legislature has taken an interest in doing more on this issue, and I think you'll see it during this next session.
And then the big question is, well, when did the governor know about this problem about senior trafficking?
When did the governor become aware that unlicensed assisted living facilities were operated in the state of Maryland?
I think that is something that has been sub below the radar. And frankly, to be honest, your reporting has elevated it. And I think it's an important issue. And I give you credit for identifying this issue and lifting it up.
Given the state's budget deficit that is forecasted for the next legislative session, how will the Moore Miller administration prioritize vulnerable seniors and protecting them?
The governor has directed the Maryland Department of Health to increase the number of surveyors that can go through the over 1,000 claims that they receive a month. I think step two, creating this work group through the Department of Aging and the Maryland Department of Health about the broader issue of senior care and the need to increase demand to meet or increase supply to meet that demand, that is the second thing that the governor has directed that can be done. I think third, we need to look at any regulatory changes that need to be made and work in partnership with the legislature about those changes to ensure that we're doing everything we can and that statute meets the tools that investigators need to thoroughly investigate any claims.
1,000 senior care complaints, foster kids, MPRP, property owners, you name it. It seems like Governor Moore should change his slogan to leave everyone behind. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It could have wound up in the clutches of U.S. adversaries, but instead, President Trump says the United States will be getting a big shipment of Venezuelan crude.
President says Venezuela will be providing 30 to 50 million barrels of oil to the U.S. and pledges proceeds from its sale will be used to benefit the people of both Venezuela and the U.S. Sources tell AP the White House is organizing a meeting with U.S. oil company executives for Friday.
Correspondent Ben Thomas, the president at yesterday's gathering of House Republicans, praised the U.S. military for the capture of Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. Mr. Trump also told the GOP retreat that if Republicans don't win the midterm elections, the whole impeachment circus will start all over again. The president remains bullish on Greenland, so much so that the White House is not ruling out a military takeover of the strategically important Arctic island.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president and his team are discussing a range of options and that utilizing the U.S. military is always an option. In a statement, she said Donald Trump has made it well known that acquiring Greenland is a national security priority of the United States. Overseas, European leaders have announced their opposition to any U.S. takeover, saying Greenland belongs to its people. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Homeland Security announcing the agency's largest ever immigration enforcement operation, the target Minnesota, and the Minneapolis-St. Paul area in particular. Ukraine's allies have agreed to a package of post-war security guarantees for the country. Ukraine's president is cheering the development announced at a meeting of the allies took place in Paris. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. The Dow futures are up 15 points, while the Nasdaq futures are down 63 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What if 2026 could be the best year ever for your retirement? It can, when you take control of your financial future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-741-GOLD right now and get your free gold rollover kit valued at $49, yours just for calling. More Americans than ever are discovering the power of rolling over a portion of their IRA or 401k into physical gold and silver. With a simple, tax and penalty-free rollover, you can add stability, security, and strength to your retirement. In times of inflation, inflation, uncertainty, or market swings, gold has been a steady, tangible, proven store of value. And in 2026, it could be the key to building the retirement you've always imagined. That's why so many people trust Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America for 10 years running. Call 800-741-GOLD to get your free gold rollover kit. Call 800-741-GOLD and let 2026 be the year you finally take control. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, the lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels, and right now we're in the area of 10, maybe 12-minute delays at the most. 95 and 895 southbound. We can see the green arrows going into the old Harbor Tunnel. All four lanes are open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, moving south from there and eventually down towards 395. So right now we're completely under control. A little more traffic on the Beltway now, Parkville side. Interloop through Green Spring, not bad. It's 795 down to Frederick Road, already on the west side. JFX just beginning to fill in just a bit right now, but still good from Ruxton Road headed south into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, not as cold today as our real warm-up gets underway. Actually, mostly sunny with highs in the mild but breezy mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
34 degrees in Bel Air and 38 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Queen Anne's County schools are opening 90 minutes late with no AM pre-K. A doorbell camera recorded a neighborhood's effort to rescue a family after their home caught fire in Middle River. The video that was recorded early Tuesday morning shows neighbors running from their homes to help the family, with one man catching two children dropped from a second-story window of the townhouse on Kosoke Road. A woman and two children suffered minor injuries, and they were taken to a hospital. Baltimore County Fire Chief Joseph Dixon says before fire and EMS crews arrived, neighbors acted without hesitation to help a mother and her children escape a dangerous situation. And transportation leaders will celebrate the launch of the first of the Maryland Transit Administration's new Metro subway cars today. The new rail cars feature a modern design and amenities focused on safety, reliability, and rider comfort. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 602, the Pick 4, 3581. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the comfort guys at Spronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long.
Yeah, a dramatic decision did not come about in the matter of minutes, Tom. It really was the product of several conversations between Eric DaCosta, the general manager, between John Harbaugh himself, between players, soliciting plenty of opinions from players, from coaches. And yes, it did seem like John Harbaugh himself, to my understanding, was surprised, felt he was in good standing, wanted to run it back with his current staff, including the offensive coordinator, Todd Monken, and including defensive coordinator, Zach Orr, planned to be with the Ravens for years to come until he was informed that he is out. Now, as far as why...
Well, so those are the comments from Ian Rappaport on the NFL Network yesterday. Ian Rappaport would go on to say that it was felt that John Harbaugh had lost the Ravens locker room. Now, that is not something that I actually agree with. However, you know, what goes on behind closed doors goes on behind closed doors. Here's some other comments from Ravens owner Steve Bisciotti.
I think I don't come out of left field very often to him. When I'm giving him advice, I think that we like have our lanes, and I know what he's going through because he's the face of the franchise, and he's going through these decisions. He's being questioned and criticized and everything else. And so I take it seriously. It makes me mad when he's unduly criticized. If he's criticized and I agree with it, I kind of have to work my way into telling you that I agree with the criticism.
And that's the conversation they had when they announced the contract extension for John Harbaugh back in March of 2025. As far as what the Ravens owe Harbaugh on the contract, his salary was in the $16 to $17 million per year range following the extension, which means per the contract, the team owes him about $50 million, and that would be subject to a negotiated buyout or Harbaugh taking a job with another team. Coming up in 30 minutes, did the lack of recent playoff success doom John Harbaugh? And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCVM-680. That's how you get in touch with us. Our contact numbers, you can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCVM mobile app. Our executive producer is Michelle Drosello. Coming up in this hour, Dr. Santelises has been nominated for a national award in spite of a failing school system. It's the classic case of liberals failing upwards. Marco Rubio's star is rising, especially of his performance in the last year or so and on the Sunday talk shows. We'll get into that. Calls for the Harford County superintendent to resign immediately, to step down, are reverberating across the media and in Harford County. Public officials in Harford County calling for an investigation and for the superintendent of Harford County Public Schools, Dr. Sean Bolson, to resign immediately. This follows a report by Chris Pabst over at Fox 45 that they uncovered an alarming phone call made to the New Orleans Police Department to report a theft. Last year, last April, in New Orleans, from the New Orleans Marriott, a call was made to police to report a theft. The caller was identified as Sean Bolson. Here's how the part of the 911 call went.
New Orleans 9 emergency line. How can I help you?
Hi, I need to report theft.
What's your name?
Sean, S-E-A-N-B-U-L-S-O-N.
Sean Bolson. Sounds like the same Sean Bolson that is the superintendent of Harford County. I do recognize his voice. But that phone was used to make a call. That was Maryland area code 443. The phone belonged to the deputy superintendent of Harford County Public Schools, Eric Davis, according to Fox 45. That was a big educators conference there. But what happens next, I think, is really calls into question. Anybody can be a victim of a crime. But it's the details here that some are lacking, and we need more context. But the 911 dispatch asked him what happened.
What happened?
I let someone in my room who basically just took everything in my room.
When did this happen?
So it was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning. The suspect is long gone. I think what happened is I fell asleep, and they just left.
Do you have a name?
No. Or at least not, and I don't have a name.
Okay. So I just let someone in my room at 2 o'clock in the morning. Stranger? Somebody was lost? Somebody thought they were in the wrong room? And you just fell asleep with a stranger in your room? Now, we know that the person was identified as a black woman in a green dress. But Dr. Bolson, allegedly, did not know her name. Didn't have a name. She liberated him from a wallet, laptop, two phones, Apple Watch, and an iPad, reported to be worth $8,000. A lot of speculation here as to, did he actually fall asleep and was ripped off? Or was he short on cash and needed to pay in goods? Was this a trade? Was this barter? Chuck Whitaker might have to weigh in on this. So he lets a black woman in a green dress in his hotel room at 2 o'clock in the morning, falls asleep, and she rips him off, allegedly. A lot of questions on this one, folks. Lots of questions. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all barter, Chuck Whitaker.
I heard those comments, Mr. Casey. Let me just say this for the record. Fake news as usual.
You're not the king of all barter?
I'm not denying anything, Mr. Casey. It's a new year.
Okay, you're going on the up and up now.
No, I just said it's a new year. You know, the Beltway Southwest side, looking at you live here at the BW Parkway, moving to and from the ramps there, and then down towards I-97, towards Ritchie Highway. That side of the Beltway is good. A lot of traffic, of course, anywhere now on the Parkville side, beginning well before Hartford Road. And we're starting to fill in, but the pace is still good right here at Green Spring, headed over towards the JFX. And then the west side, of course, is pretty much socked in right now from 795 going all the way down to Frederick Road. And after we clear Frederick Road, down the hill towards 95, it's in good shape. Even the inner loop is a little busy right now underneath Frederick Road, coming up eventually towards I-70. Nothing major on the JFX right now. We're about 10 to 12 minute delays, so overall it's not bad for this time of the morning with heavy traffic southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Keep in mind, we're still getting reports there is some fog in some areas with heavy fog over on the eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Not as cold today. Sunny, mild, breezy, mid-50s today. Tonight, low 30s, just as mild tomorrow. And right now, we're clear 41 in Millersville, 40 in Bel Air. Time for our MAGA movement updates.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, this is way beyond winning. This is stunningly brilliant strategy on the part of President Trump. Not only did he successfully apprehend Venezuelan dictator and drug kingpin, head of the Cartel de las Soles, Nicolas Maduro, but the remaining interim government officials have now acquiesced to fund a civil restitution plan to pay for his malfeasance. The government that stole from its people is being forced to pay restitution for their own fraud, abuse, and misconduct. President Trump announced an interim Venezuela oil payment of $2 billion on Truth Social. He said, I'm pleased to announce the interim authorities in Venezuela will be turning over between 30 and 50 million barrels of high-quality sanctioned oil to the U.S. of America. This oil will be sold at its market price, and that money will be controlled by me as President of the United States of America, to ensure it is used to benefit the people of Venezuela and the United States. I've asked Energy Secretary Chris Wright to execute this plan immediately. It'll be taken by storage ships and brought directly to unloading docks in the U.S. Thank you for your attention to this matter. The President also addressed the Republican Congress yesterday and delivered a grave warning to House Republicans, and losing the midterms guarantees a third Democrat impeachment coup.
You got to win the midterms, because if we don't win the midterms, it's just going to be, I mean, they'll find a reason to impeach me. I'll get impeached. We don't impeach them, you know why? Because they're meaner than we are. We should have impeached Joe Biden for 100 different things.
Yeah, he's absolutely right about that. But again, he urged members of the Republican Congress to pass a nationwide voter ID and to nuke the filibuster. Otherwise, won't get much done this year. He said, as for the Democrats and their reaction, which has largely been to support a brutal dictator in Nicolas Maduro, he said, this party has just lost its way. And, every once in a while, you would think they would just say, hey, nice job.
You know, at some point they should say, you did a great job. Thank you. Congratulations. Wouldn't it be good? I would say that if they did a good job. Their philosophies are so different. But if they did a good job, I'd be happy for the country.
Yeah, and also he mentioned what could happen with the Supreme Court, which is currently reviewing his tariffs that he's been levied on many of these countries that have been practicing unfair trade. And these are just reciprocal tariffs that the president is putting on these countries. He talked about the upcoming Supreme Court decision.
And frankly, we have a big Supreme Court case. I hope they do what's good for our country. I hope they do the right thing.
And also the first year. In office, he called an unprecedented success.
So together we had 12 months of unprecedented success in 2025, and now we're going to make history and break records with the epic midterm victory that we're going to pull off.
And, of course, the White House confirmed that Greenland acquisition is a U.S. national security priority. Of course, Stephen Miller said the military option is on the table, but Secretary of State Marco Rubio told lawmakers Trump wants to purchase Greenland, and of course, he would rather do it that way. And why do we want Greenland? Well, Greenland is filled with rare earth minerals and elements that we desperately need for everything, military, communications, chips, and Greenland is mineral resources rich. That's number one. Number two, it's parked right there in important sub lanes, naval ship lanes and cargo ship lanes that Russia could control. And even China now is starting to poke its nose into the Arctic Circle. So this is protecting our hemisphere. This is protecting the security of the United States. And it's a good call. We just got to find a way. And again, in Greenland, by the way, they did vote for independence from Denmark recently. They voted. They wanted to be independent, so they can make their own decisions. They don't need to have the Danish government weigh in on this. So, interestingly enough, we'll see what happens with that. The GOP majority continues to shrink. Congressman Doug LaMalfa passed away at the age of 65. And again, relatively young age. And not cause, the cause of death is not clear at this point. That takes us down to 218. So now we can only afford to lose one vote. So it is unbelievable. And our majority is now shrunk to 5. 218 to 213. We also find out GOP Congressman Jim Baird, who's 80, and his wife were severely injured in a car accident. He is alive, is expected to recover. One wonders why all of a sudden these sudden deaths of all these Republican members of Congress. And, of course, got MTG that just quit on us and was seen on a paddleboard in Costa Rica, not finishing out her term. So she can blather on all about America First that she wants, but we know that is not the case now. So there you have it. That's the way it went down, 353 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, still to come, Dr. Sean Bolson, should he resign? This isn't the first problem that the superintendent of Harford County Public Schools, but again, what is a black woman in a green dress doing in his hotel room at 2 o'clock in the morning? Inquiring minds would like to know.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 2/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA. Fixed broadband experience report May 2025.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance and Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big-box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
When you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
The C stands for city. The B stands for Baltimore. The M stands for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like there may have been another accident on the VW Parkway about 45 minutes ago. We had the one southbound at Greenbelt Road, and then there was another one just in the last 20 minutes or so, southbound right at the Capitol Beltway. So again, we're backed up now, moving south from Powder Mill Road, 197, 198, down towards Greenbelt Road. This latest report says they're still blocking the left-hand lane on the Parkway southbound. Just made a visit towards Annapolis. Some fog at the Bay Bridge, not at ground level, but right overhead. So there is some fog on the eastern shore. Visibility is down just a bit through there. A lot of folks that is running now with their low beam headlights on for the traffic through there. Still clear at Ritchie Highway and over at the Severn River Bridge. And now the morning backup has arrived. That's the normal delay. I-97 southbound coming down through the ramps and the merge right there at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Not as cold today. Sunny, mild, breezy, mid-50s today. Tonight, clear, low 30s. Tomorrow, mild rain possibility. Friday through the weekend with mild temperatures. Right now, we're clear in 41 in Severn, and it is 42 in Reisterstown. We're talking about Dr. Sean Bolson and his mysterious 911 call made in New Orleans last April while he was there to attend a conference. Apparently, 2 o'clock in the morning, he let a stranger in because he said he didn't know a name, right? And he goes, I don't have a name. Or if he does know the name, he's not willing to share that with law enforcement. And if you're not willing to share, and then no report was ever filed, by the way. So that's another interesting characteristic. So why would you not, after losing $8,000 worth of equipment, file a police report? Because you may have been engaged in illegal activity yourself. You may, I'm speculating here, you may have engaged in hiring an escort service. You know, lady of the night. The world's oldest profession, if you get my drift. And so that is something out. The Harford County Schools have not yet confirmed the person who made the call is the superintendent, but I would bet it is. His voice sounds familiar. And as of yet, he's not been found to have engaged in any wrongdoing. But if you're letting somebody in, and look, it's entirely possible. One of our listeners saying, I bet he was drugged. So he got drugged and ripped him off. That might be something that maybe the NOPD has got more details on that. Is there an escort ring that's going around ripping off its clients? I don't know. But this is not responsible behavior for Harford County school superintendent. Remember, Harford County Schools allowed Kyron Thomas to remain employed at Edgewood Elementary after he was convicted of a gun charge. Thomas was serving jail sentence on the weekends while working at the Edgewood Elementary School teaching math on weekdays. Okay? Maybe he can teach Dr. Bolson on how to properly protect his devices while letting strange women into his room at 2 o'clock in the morning. The other is he hired Lawrence Smith
to teach 8th grade English, even as Smith was facing 15 federal charges, many related to the $215,000 that were stolen from Baltimore City schools when he was a police officer. Smith pled guilty, now faces up to 25 years in prison. So now we've got many that are calling for Dr. Bolson to step down. They include State Delegate Lauren Erickson, Harford County Exec Bob Cassidy, and State Delegate Mike Griffith, and the Vice President of Harford County Board of Ed, Lauren Page, has now called for a complete investigation. So I think we can safely rule out that this was a friend or an acquaintance, because A, you would know who they are. B, they wouldn't rip you off. So it was obviously either, and honestly, who knocks on the door at 2 o'clock in the morning of your hotel room? Okay, maybe it's an accident. I've had that happen before. People knock on my hotel room, and it's just the wrong room. They have the wrong room. But then if you find that, and who opens the door? Don't you look through the little keyhole to see who it is? I mean, that's what I do. I look through that keyhole, see, who is it? I ask, who is it? And if I don't know who it is, I don't open the door.
Right, and you have the latch that you can...
Correct.
...kind of crack open.
So this may not be somebody that he knew, but it certainly was somebody he was expecting. And that causes a problem.
Kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. But again, we'll have to wait till the official investigation is over and see if... But again, this is just what... This is three strikes, you're out, okay? This is not a guy that should be running Harford County Public Schools. All right, your thoughts welcome as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 for toll-free calls outside the metro area. Vinny Steele is your home sold guaranteed realty company, and Vinny is going to guarantee the sale of your home as we now are in the midst of winter. As we look towards spring, it's a good time to get your house in order if you're thinking about selling. You'll make sure that it's, again, cleaned and repaired and so on and so forth. But if you want some tips on how to best do that, how to stage your home, how to repair it, and then how to list it, call Vinny, 410-709-7515. He's got 13,000 names in a database, of which you're going to get eyes on your home before it hits the open market or the MLS. It's the reason why he can make that guarantee that once you both agree on price and time frame and you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold. It's just a matter of minutes, hours, a couple days maybe, but certainly not going to last much longer than that. Call Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. 7515. All right, time for news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. The superintendent of Anne Arundel County Public Schools has announced an immediate hiring freeze for the district's central and satellite offices. Dr. Mark Bedell calls the move a proactive and responsible step to address increasing pressures as the fiscal year 2027 budget process begins. The freeze will remain in effect until further notice. The freeze will not impact hiring for vacancies in schools and will not stop the filling of positions where the hiring process is already underway. And the city is expected to offer a settlement to a man wrongfully convicted of murder and sent to prison. The city's Board of Estimates is scheduled to vote on approving a $14 million civil rights settlement for Gary Washington, who spent 31 years in prison before he was exonerated. The state of Maryland awarded Washington a settlement of $3.1 million last year. Washington was found guilty of first-degree murder in the 1986 killing of Fahim Ali, but he maintained that he was innocent. Washington's conviction was vacated, and he was released from prison in 2018. The Mount Airy Town Council plans to leave room in the 2027 budget to cover the cost of a weather alert siren system. The plan follows the death of 13-year-old Mason Kearns, who was pulled into an uncovered drainage pipe during a flash flood last summer. The estimated cost of the alert system is around $93,000, and town officials say they will seek funding through state and federal grants and private donations. According to the Baltimore Sun, Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese wants to support the effort by
using asset forfeiture funds. He says there's no better way to use drug dealers' money than to support the community in this way. And police have arrested a suspect in connection with a deadly double shooting in Federal Hill. Warren Mackey is charged with first-degree murder in the November 13th shooting death of Kennard Miller in the 1100 block of Marshall Street. 7:31 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. We are grateful for your support and pledge to continue to strive to meet your every need. Liberatore's Ristorante is a family-owned restaurant where we treat our customers as family. Great food, great service, great ambiance. Come and join our family. For the best food in the area, visit Liberatore's.com.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
7:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
BW Parkway still slow if you're moving into Prince George's County. 198 Powder Mill Road. The wreck is all the way down at Greenbelt right at the Capitol. Beltway was blocking the left-hand lane. Pretty good size back up there as the cleanup is still underway. City police in the last couple of minutes with several accidents. One downtown right at City Hall. Fayette Street at Holiday Street. Dr. King at Utah. There's also a wreck right at Druid Hill Park. At Gwynns Falls Parkway at Auchentarrollie Terrace, a road blockage there. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays. JFX is filled in just a bit now between Ruxton Road and the city-county line. Right in the neighborhood of a 10, maybe 15-minute delay now, southbound going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, not as cold today as our real warm-up gets underway. Actually, mostly sunny with highs in the mild but breezy mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. More from NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport on the firing of John Harbaugh.
Now, as far as why John Harbaugh is out, among the reasons, it is not just they didn't go far enough in the playoffs. My understanding, after talking to several sources involved, is that simply Harbaugh lost the locker room. But at the end, players just simply had doubts about whether or not they wanted to play for him as their head coach. The opinions of players, Judy, was valued here. It was listened to. It went to all levels. And it's not just Lamar Jackson. Now, it started, sounded like to me, with Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson not being on the same page. And it continued throughout the locker room. Maybe not.
Now, not a lot of player reaction post the firing of Harbaugh by the Ravens yesterday after 18 years. But tight end Charlie Kohler did appear on the Ryan Ripken show last night.
Pretty incredible to be at one job in general for 18 years, let alone the head coach of a football team. A ton of respect for Coach Harbs and what he did. You know, I guess I see, like, obviously we underachieved this year. You know, we're preseason Super Bowl favorites. And then we didn't make the playoffs. So, like, it's disappointing, and, you know.
So what comes now? Harbaugh's agent Brian Harlan telling ESPN that within 45 minutes of the announcement, all six teams that have openings besides the Ravens called him to express interest. The Giants and the Dolphins considered frontrunners if he decides to come back next year. And in terms of Baltimore, there is no shortage of potential candidates. Defensive coordinator Jesse Minter, who has worked under both Harbaughs as a candidate. Others include Texans defensive coordinators Matt Burke, the Rams' Chris Shula, the Seahawks' offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak, Kubiak, whose dad Gary was the OC here under Harbaugh and Bills OC Joe Brady. Or the Ravens could opt for two-time NFL Coach of the Year Kevin Stefanski, formerly of the Cleveland Browns. Of course, he went 3-14 this past year. Other firings around the league, the Commanders let go both of their coordinators, offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury and DC Joe Witt Jr. And in Dallas, just 2 days after the Cowboy defense gave up the most points in the league, defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus was also dismissed. The time now is 7:37. When we return, comments from Ravens fans.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through Wealthfield Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
Well, Sean, as I'm sure you can imagine, comments all over the place. I'm getting a bunch of texts here. John saying, I'm not saying it wasn't time because he had his share of bad decisions, but any coach is only as good as his players. And we have major problems on offense and defense, including the offensive line and the defensive line. If you don't win the line of scrimmage, you're not going anywhere in the NFL. Another one from Robert, a good man, tough job. He hung in there for many years in a brutally high-pressure sport with real accountability, unlike the way job market allows mediocre, et cetera, et cetera. And then there were some people who, you know, were not for John Harbaugh. They go down 3 points in countless games and completely abandon the run and yada, yada, yada about the decision-making, et cetera. And at the end of the day, that's the job. That's the coach's job, is to make decisions. Players play, coaches make decisions.
What about this thought that now a young man's game? 18 years
He aged out of the job
where, you know, guys like Lamar Jackson and these younger players don't really identify with Coach Harbaugh. They like to see a younger coach in that locker room.
And most, if not all, of these candidates, in fact, all of these candidates that we just mentioned, the Kubiaks, the Shulas, the Minters of the world, are all in their 30s and 40s. And Harbaugh now is past 60. And, yeah, there could be that, you know, generational gap, as it were. And players like to identify maybe with a younger voice.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see if a new coach is going to make any difference down the line. Usually there's a learning curve, but, you know, just it's one of those things in the NFL you just never know. You take a look at what the Seattle did, of course, there and New England. Have they found the next Tom Brady in May?
And have they found the next Bill Belichick?
Right.
You know, in Vrabel.
Right.
Again, a player, former player, young coach. Who was the guy? I just lost off the top of my head. Seattle. Mike McDonald,
defense
coordinator. Again, a young voice. Now, having said that, Pete Carroll also won a Super Bowl at the age of 60 plus.
Right.
So you never know. But, I think there is something to that also.
Very good. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So over the last year, one of the really pleasant surprises for me has been the performance of Secretary of State Marco Rubio. As you know, he ran against Donald Trump, and of course, there was obviously some jabs thrown, and that's politics. I don't really hold that against Marco or President Trump. It's just hardball politics. But since this whole year, I think he's been the best Secretary of State I've seen in a long, long time. He knows what the president wants to do. He knows his goals. He knows the foreign policy. And he makes sure that, he is backing the president 100% of the way. And after the capture and arrest of Nicolas Maduro, he went on all the talking head shows and just completely embarrassed all of them. He just was in full command. Here he is with Curious George Stephanopoulos.
Let me ask the question again. What is the legal authority for the United States to be running Venezuela?
Well, I explained to you what our goals are and how we're going to use the leverage to make it happen. As far as what our legal authority is on the quarantine, I'm very simple. We have court orders. These are sanctioned boats, and we get orders from courts to go after and seize these sanctions. So is a court not a legal authority?
So is the United States running Venezuela right now?
Well, I've explained once again. I'll do it one more time. What we are running is the direction that this is going to move moving forward. And that is, we have leverage. This leverage we are using and we intend to use. We started using already. You can see where they are running out of storage capacity. In a few weeks, they're going to have to start pumping oil unless they make changes. And that leverage that we have with the armada of boats that are currently positioned allow us to seize any sanctioned boats coming into or out of Venezuela, loaded with oil or on its way in to pick up oil, and we can pick and choose which ones we go after. We have court orders for each one. That will continue to be in place until the people who have control over the levers of power in that country make changes that are not just in the interest of the people of Venezuela, but are in the interest of the United States and the things that we care about. That's what
when
we
intend to do.
The legal authority is the court orders that we have.
Yeah, the court orders are the legal authority. Then on Defeat the Press with Kristen Welker.
Is the Cuban government the Trump administration's next target, Mr. Secretary? Very quickly.
Well, the Cuban government is a huge problem. Yeah, the Cuban government is a huge problem. First
so
of all,
is that a yes?
Cuba, but I don't think people fully appreciate. I think they're in a lot of trouble. Yes, I'm not going to talk to you about what our future steps are going to be and our policies are going to be right now in this regard, but I don't think it's any mystery that we are not big fans of the Cuban regime, who, by the way, are the ones that were propping up Maduro. His entire, like, internal security force, his internal security apparatus is entirely controlled by Cubans. One of the untold stories here is how, in essence, you talk about colonization, because I think you said Dulce Rodriguez mentioned that. The ones who have sort of colonized, at least inside the regime, are Cubans. It was Cubans that guarded Maduro. He was not guarded by Venezuelan bodyguards. Right. He had Cuban bodyguards. In terms of their internal intelligence, right, who spies on who inside to make sure there are no traitors, those are all Cubans.
All right.
And then, of course, Margaret Brennan over on CBS to Face the Nation.
He's still in place. The defense minister, who has deep ties to Russia, $15 million price on his head, he is still in place. I'm confused. Are they still wanted by the United States? Why didn't you arrest them if you are taking out the narco-terrorist regime?
You're confused? I don't know why that's confusing to you.
They're still in power.
It's very simple. You're not going to go in and wrap up. But you can't go. You're going to go in and suck up five people. They're already complaining about this one operation. Imagine the howls we would have from everybody else if we actually had to go and stay there 4 days to capture four other people. We got the top priority. The number one person on the list was the guy who claimed to be the president of the country that he was not, and he was arrested along with his wife, who was also indicted. And that was a pretty sophisticated and frankly complicated operation.
It was.
It is not easy to land helicopters in the middle of the largest military base in the country. The guy lived on a military base. Land within 3 minutes, kick down his door, grab him, put him in handcuffs, read him his rights, put him in a helicopter, and leave the country without losing any American or any American assets. That's not an easy mission. And you're asking me, why didn't we do that in five other places at the same time? I mean, that's absurd. I do think this is one of the most, you know, daring, you know, complicated, sophisticated missions this country has carried out in a very long time. Tremendous credit to the U.S. military personnel who did it. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable performance also by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, a tour de force, ripping all of the talking head pundits on the Sunday talk shows. 743 traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Now, with the update on traffic, here's Whiskey Nuts.
And brought to you as a service, Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Nothing major, but we're heavy now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. 95 is slowing actually before the bridge at Eastern Avenue coming down from Moravia Road. 15 to 20 minutes there. Not the same thing now on 895. Not quite back to Pulaski Highway, but close enough near the Urban Avenue ramp. So from there through the tunnel, which is only two lanes southbound, of course, and then towards the toll plaza at Child Street, there again 15 to 20 minute delays. All the normal morning backups on the Beltway, Parkville side through Pikesville, 795 to Frederick Road. So far, it's been just the normal ride on the southwest side of the Capitol Beltway. BW Parkway is still slow. It's going to be Powder Mill Road down through Greenbelt. There was an accident in the left-hand lane on the Parkway southbound in Prince George's County, right at the Capitol Beltway. Winter driving, very hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie check everything, your antifreeze, your tires, your belts, hoses, and thermostats. You can get it all done at one spot, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, not as cold today, sunny, breezy, mild in the mid-50s, tonight low 30s. Right now mostly cloudy, 40 in Stevensville, and it's 40 in Forest Hill. Time to choose your fake news, three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. And today our contestant is Wally in Kent Island. Good morning, Wally.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Last.
All right. Well, good luck to you. You're
the beaver.
Yeah.
Oh, June.
Oh, man. Good luck. Here are your three stories.
Stop it, Mike.
Story one. Billy Gibbons, who is a member of ZZ Top, known for their beards, has now agreed to shave his beard off for $1 million. The offer made by the Gillette Razor Company makes sense, right? And Gillette says they will donate the proceeds of Billy's beard shaving to charity. Wow, long beards. Story two, Tokyo's New Year Fish Auction, a traditional event held in the Toyuso Fish Market, the biggest in the world. This week, the owner of a Japanese sushi chain shattered all records by paying $3 million for a single bluefin tuna. One big fish. $3 million. That's some expensive sushi.
That's some fish.
And New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared the month of January as Muslim American Heritage Month. She ordered all 16 landmarks across the state to be illuminated in green, the same color palette used by Hamas. Some of the buildings illuminated to honor the Muslims. One World Trade Center, the tallest building in New York City. Its spire now glows Hamas green. The tower stands where the Twin Towers once stood. These skyscrapers were brought down by Muslims in the name of religion of peace. All right, story one. One half of ZZ Top going to shave their beard for $1 million. Story two, bluefin tuna sells for $3 million. And story three, the World Trade Center now lights up in green to salute Islam on the very place that the worst Islamic attack in history caused thousands of lives. All right, we will start with Mr. Whitaker first today.
I'll go with one. Having a beard myself, I would appreciate that.
Okay. But you would never shave yours off?
No. For $1 million?
For $1 million?
I'd retract that. For $1 million, I would.
You would, because you would grow it back, right?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. I guess maybe Billy will do the same thing.
Sure.
Maggie.
I don't think they will. That's iconic for them.
Right.
I have to go with the fish story, because number one is very believable to me, although Frank Beard of ZZ Top, he was the one without a beard.
Yes.
Right.
So I'm going to say, and three is sadly total, why not throw the rest of New York away? Number two's got to be false.
Number two for Maggie and for Michelle?
Wow, I think I'm going to go with number one.
Okay. Michelle also goes with number one. And Wally in Kent Island.
I think I'm going to go with two.
All right. Wally likes number two. Nobody works for story number three. Isn't that sad? Yeah, it's been lit up in green to honor Muslims in New York.
Mayor.
Yeah. Story one got a couple of votes from Chuck and Michelle. Billy Gibbons was offered that, but he has not agreed to it.
So a trick.
He will not shave his beard.
That's verbiage. That is a trick. Jeez, I might as well...
That's a trick. Are you whining?
I
would
am
you like
whining.
Some cheese?
Yes, I would very much like
wine?
Some cheese. It's National Gas Day. Why not? Bring me the cheese.
So sorry about that. Wally and Maggie didn't get it right. So thanks for playing the game, Wally. Appreciate it. Michelle and Chuck did get it right. So they are to be honored and recognized for their incredible skill at this game.
I'm going to Target and buying a block of cheese.
some government surplus cheese. Choose your fake news. Brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
7:53, time for traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Some slowing on the ramp from 50 westbound to go north onto I-97. There's a report of a wreck up ahead near the bridge at 178. So right now, looks like traffic is getting by. But in the meantime, we're backed up. If you're coming over from Parole, the ramp to go north onto I-97 is now getting the impact. The southbound backup on I-97 still there, but that's the normal delay at Route 32. BW Parkway still hurting a little bit. Prince George's County, the wreck was southbound at the Capitol Beltway, and at last report, we're still crowding the left-hand lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Not as cold today. Going to be mostly sunny. Milder today. Mid-50s for the high tonight. Low 30s and pretty much the same for tomorrow. Mild. Some rain coming into the area maybe Friday and Saturday this week. Right now, cloudy and 41. In Severn, partly cloudy, 45 in Ocean City. Barbara is in Baltimore, is on the line. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Sean. I wanted to say something about Mr. Harbaugh. I just had this discussion the other day. I am so glad to see him go. I am so glad to see him go. I mean, and I'm taking it, he destroyed to me, in my opinion, a Super Bowl team. When he sold on traded Bolden to his brother after we beat the 49ers, I couldn't believe he did that. He just took apart the winning team. And the Ravens have got this history of doing this. I think it was Billick that got rid of Todd Heap when they brought in Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
and wouldn't let him retire. He should have retired. That he took us to the football, helped us get that first Super Bowl win. I think it was 2001. He deserved to stay, but I don't think Brian Billick took advantage of Lamar Jackson's skill. He should not have allowed him to be on that field without an offensive line to protect him. He brought in one of the best quarterbacks I've seen in my lifetime play. I mean, the potential.
Well, you're talking about Harbaugh, right? You're talking about Harbaugh, not Billick.
I'm talking about Harbaugh. Yes,
right.
Yes. I mean, he saved his job. Lamar saved his job. And then he has him out there on the field doing acrobatics. He's running plays, getting. Look at all the injuries he got. And I started thinking, I'm like, this kid is never going to get to the Super Bowl on this team with this kind of offensive line. I was lucky as a football mom. My son was an offensive lineman, 310 pounds when he was 18.
Right.
Playing at City College. He played at City. We actually won the last game that was played at Memorial Stadium before it was torn down. It was a City Poly game. But to watch him treat this quarterback like that and not realize, he's never had a great offensive line. To me.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things. And I don't hear what you're saying. I think a couple of things. One is that, normally it's the front office that conducts trades, not coaches, unless the coach goes to the front office and says, you got to get this guy out of here. He's destroying my locker room. So normally it would be an Ozzie Newsome or an Eric DaCosta that would trade Anquan Boldin. And then for the offensive line, the same thing. That would be on the front office. That would be on the general manager to bring players in. That meet the coach's scheme. Now, the decisions that they make with those players...
So what were you saying? His scheme was off?
Clearly there were problems with the offense because, they brought in Munkin, the offense coordinator, and Lamar Jackson. Now, look, Lamar signs a $250 million deal. The problem with mobile quarterbacks, as many in the NFL are finding, is they're much more prone to injury. And you can try to protect them in the pocket, but once they leave the pocket, all bets are off.
Well, that's the coach's call, in my opinion.
Right. Okay.
Value that player enough, and I don't. Belichick was not one of my favorite people for personality, but I'm telling you, Belichick was one of the best coaches.
Oh yeah. There's debate about that. Was he an incredible coach, or did he just enjoy Tom Brady as one of the best quarterbacks of all time?
Or cheat?
Listen to Michelle.
It takes a team to do what the Patriots.
Yeah, it does.
It's just one.
All 11 guys. Right. Barbara, thanks so much. Appreciate it. You have a great day. Gene and Towson, good morning.
Good morning, man. How's them grandbabies?
Grandbabies are great. Thank you much for asking us all a bunch of them over the holidays.
Yeah, I love grandbabies. They're funny. They shouldn't have fired Harbaugh. Coach Harbaugh did not miss that field goal. I think what goes around comes around because what they did to Justin Tucker, and they replaced him right away because of some scandal. And it's like, what goes around comes around. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, well, some are calling it the revenge of Justin Tucker, like just desserts. Justin desserts is what I've heard on that one.
But he did not get convicted of anything, did he?
No. He was accused, and it was alleged that he had this inappropriate conduct with some of the masseuses in these massage parlors. Gene, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It's a good point that you make. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Air, they are the company you're going to want to call to come out right now and make sure that your heating system is functioning, A and B, operating with efficiency because, during now it's going to warm up a little bit for a couple of days, but it'll get cold again, and when it does, you want to make sure you're not wasting that heat or your money with a heat pump or a forced air furnace or heating system that is not functioning at 100% capacity. And so that's why they'll come out, do a maintenance check, or do any kind of repair necessary, change your filters, whatever the system needs. 410-876-9404 is the number. 410-876-9404. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and air ventilation and air conditioning, all in one fell swoop. You can check them out online, timkylecompany.com. Coming up next, the new DGS report, disgusting conditions at youth detention centers.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News Hour from Town Hall. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering arguments against the state of New Jersey's attempts to restrict the activity of pro-life clinics in the state. Among the issues, New Jersey's demand to see internal records and to access names of donors supporting pro-life clinics.
This alarms Christian leaders, including Jim Daly, president of the Colorado Springs-based nonprofit Focus on the Family.
Is that a crime now, to help a woman in trouble? Do you think the pro-abortion industry in New Jersey is prodding their political people in the Democratic Party to go after a pregnancy resource clinic? I just think, man, state of New Jersey, I think you have a few more problems that would be wise to work on rather than going after Christians trying to help a young woman who doesn't know what to do with an unexpected pregnancy.
The Supreme Court's ruling could have a major impact on the operation of thousands of crisis pregnancy centers all across the nation. President Trump expects impeachment-hungry Democrats to pick up right where they left off if Republicans fail to win the midterm elections. That's what Mr. Trump has told House Republicans at their retreat as they face a shrinking House majority.
The GOP's already narrow majority is down to 2 votes. The gap has shrunk this week following the death of California Congressman Doug LaMalfa, the hospitalization of Indiana's Jim Baird, and the resignation of Marjorie Taylor Greene. The margin could be reduced even further if Democrats win another seat in a special election in Texas later this month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says the U.S. will be getting up to 50 million barrels of Venezuelan oil. The White House says no options are off the table when it comes to the U.S. assuming control of Greenland. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 30 points. The Nasdaq futures 55 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Every day, I speak with people who are worried and are feeling a lot of pressure because of credit card debt. That's why I'm very proud of what we do at Trinity. We just help. We give people the support they need, along with a real plan to become debt-free. Credit card bills are consolidated into a single monthly payment that is much less than what they were paying before. Most of our members end up saving thousands and even may improve their credit scores by as much as 200 points. I know from the bottom of my heart that I'm making a difference in the lives of the people we help. It just makes me really happy.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Julie, and I'm a Trinity counselor. Call me and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
BW Parkway, the wreck southbound at the Capitol Beltway is clear now, so that backup is easing just a bit. But there are some areas on the parkway coming south from Powder Mill Road, northbound towards 197, that are still heavy, but the lanes are moving. Keep in mind the normal morning backup towards Annapolis at I-97 southbound at Route 32 on the northbound side near the bridge at 178. Had a report there was a minor accident there. It's been a little bit slow coming up I-97 from the ramp at Route 50. Beltway, yep, all jammed up. The Parkville side is slow from Bel Air Road all the way to Providence Road. The Interloop is slow now from Hartford Road headed over towards 95. Pikesville on the Interloop is slow. 795 down through Frederick Road on the west side. And then the Interloop is pretty active there from Wilkins Avenue coming up to the bridge at I-70. And we're still about 15 to 20-minute delays at both Harbor Tunnels on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, not as cold today as our real warm-up gets underway. Actually, mostly sunny with highs in the mild but breezy mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
38 degrees in Edgemere and 39 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Town Appliance. A doorbell camera recorded a neighborhood's effort to rescue a family after their home caught fire in Middle River. The video that was recorded early Tuesday morning shows neighbors running from their homes to help the family, with one man catching two children dropped from a second-story window of the townhouse on Kosok Road. A woman and two children suffered minor injuries and they were taken to a hospital. Baltimore County Fire Chief Joseph Dixon says before fire and EMS crews arrived, neighbors acted without hesitation to help a mother and her children escape a dangerous situation. Transportation leaders will celebrate the launch of the first of the Maryland Transit Administration's new Metro subway cars today. The new rail cars feature a modern design and amenities focused on safety, reliability, and rider comfort. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 602, the pick 4, 3581. 805 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. More on the relationship between Steve Bisciotti and John Harbaugh. This is Harbaugh back in March when the contract extension was announced.
Steve, I've said this before, he's become like a big brother. You know, I have a little brother, you know, but I never had an older brother. And to have, over the course of this time, just what we've been through together,
Now John Harbaugh leaves Baltimore as the longest tenured coach in Charm City sports history and as one of eight coaches in NFL history to record 300 games with one team. He finishes with 193 wins, including playoffs, guided the Ravens to 6 AFC North titles, 2 number one seeds, and 4 trips to the AFC Championship game. Baltimore has had just 3 losing seasons under Harbaugh, and each one included his starting quarterback being sidelined at least 4 games of those years. But lack of playoff success over the last 10 years played a major role in the team's view of Harbaugh going forward. 6 playoff appearances in the last 10, but it is true that only 1 AFC Championship game appearance. Coming up in 30 minutes, if it's true that Harbaugh lost the locker room, then why are so many players shocked? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is The Right Choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, yeah, some of the quotes we can't give you on the air are just amazing. Gary's all, he's on fire this morning, just over this Harbaugh firing. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us here, am680wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer, Michelle Drasella, coming up in this hour. More Democrats, big lie about J6, the jab propaganda, how much taxpayer money is being spent to promote vaccinating your children. It's mind-boggling. Top story here today is that the a new state watchdog report raises serious concerns about the conditions inside Maryland's youth detention centers, including allegations of abuse, neglect, unsafe environments, particularly inside the city's facilities. And this is ongoing. I don't care whether it's DJS, DHS, HHO, whatever state agency it is. Again, you'd be hard-pressed to find a state agency that doesn't have problems under this governor. And again, I just find the level of incompetence, of insensitivity. You have a death of a foster girl.
You have this latest report, and the government continues to leave no one behind, and I demand accountability. I stand with the people. That's all he does is regurgitate, you know, phrases and metaphors and stuff like that. It's just, it's amazing to me that this, how much of an empty suit he really is and how ill-prepared he is for national office. He can't even run this office. So if you look at his track record, look at all the agencies right now that are embattled, and multiply that by 100 for the country. This guy is not ready for prime time. Should know nowhere near it. The Maryland Office of Correctional Ombudsman said that inspections revealed investigators described as unsanitary, unhygienic, uncomfortable living conditions at juvenile detention centers across the state of Maryland. They found expired food, graffiti-lined walls, disheveled beds and ballrooms. I'm sorry, bathrooms. And youth wearing shoes with holes in them. Rodent infestation in the city. So severe that youth told inspectors they placed towels under their doors at night to keep mice out. Air conditioning units aren't working. Kitchen underwent extensive repairs, meaning they had a week of cold meals being served. Chronic staffing shortages. One of the most serious allegations involved a disabled youth housed in the infirmary. During one monitoring visit, a paraplegic youth housed in the infirmary was upset because he was left sitting in his own waste. Now, again, these are juveniles, and they're being detained because they've committed some act of, they violated law. But because they're minors, they're put in the detention centers. But even still, you know, again, there's punishment, and then there's torture. And I'm sorry that, you know, the left always used to talk about, you know, when we were Abu Ghraib, remember that? They all got their knickers in a wad on that. But when it comes to state agencies treating human beings less than human, they're not so quick to anger, are they? Here's Delegate Lauren Arrington, who's upset. She's in the House Judiciary Committee.
I was disgusted and so disturbed. Someone needs to be fired for some of these situations. I mean, whoever was in charge of keeping the health and safety of the young man who was paraplegic, whoever was in charge of that, that person should no longer be working really anywhere in the state of Maryland, but certainly not around children.
All right, up next we'll hear from Betsy Fox Tolentino. She's the one that replaced Vinny Schiraldi. Another piece of work. And again, I just don't know in this bureaucracy if any one of these individuals can fix these problems single-handedly. We'll discuss that. 8:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's a new report of a wreck just in the last 10 minutes. BW Parkway southbound at 175. And some of the information said we were backed up to Route 100. Well, I'm looking at the camera at Route 100. There's no backup there. Doesn't mean the wreck at 175 isn't there, but not a major impact right now. And even the northbound traffic that earlier was backed up at 197 has now settled down once again, so that looks okay. Yeah, the Beltway is all jammed up on the Parkville side, both sides, as you're moving from Bel Air Road to Providence Road, from Hartford Road to 95, the interloop through Pikesville, and we're still slow, the usual spot on the west side, 795, all the way down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Wednesday. Cold, not as cold, I should say, today. Sunny, breezy, and milder. Mid-50s tonight, clear, low 30s. Thursday, just as mild. Maybe some rain Friday through the weekend, so keep your eye on that. We'll have an update for you a little bit later on today and tomorrow. Right now, we're partly cloudy, 41 in Bel Air, 42 in Millersville. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. It was on this day in 1927. Commercial transatlantic telephone service between New York and London was inaugurated. Dark days in 1931. The Great Depression was getting underway. A report to U.S. President Herbert Hoover estimated that 4 to 5 million Americans were out of work during that depression. 1953, President Truman announced that the United States had developed the hydrogen bomb, and it was detonated on Eniwetok back in October 31st of 1952. The Mike event, as it was known, the first hydrogen bomb ever tested, an experimental device not suitable for use as a weapon. Later, it would become weaponized, and as you know, the rest of the story led to two bombs dropped over Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Elsewhere, 1999, President Clinton's impeachment trial opened in the Senate. He was acquitted in the Senate. And just 1 year ago, Southern California's Palisades Fire, fueled by a strong windstorm, exploded in size, prompting the city of Los Angeles to declare a state of emergency and evacuate nearly 30,000 people. By the time it was fully contained, later in the month, it had killed 12, burned through 23,000 acres, destroyed nearly 7,000 structures. Dozens of celebrities lost their homes. And we understand that the rebuild is still not, it's taking forever to rebuild these homes and get them done on time. So it's just a year now that people have been out of their homes most. There are very few homes that have been rebuilt in the Palisades and that part of Southern California. And a lot of it due to California regulations led by the worst governor in California history, Gavin Newsom, and the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass. And that is America 250, brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, to make that dream a reality.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're looking for a reason to smile again, visit the Smile Design Center in Lutherville. Dr. Lairfield will provide exceptional care with comfortable, friendly, chairside manner. They're using the latest technology, 3D printing, digital scanners, and lasers to make your dental experience faster, easier, and more precise. From simple cleanings to full smile makeovers. They handle all phases of dentistry so you can get your smile back in just a few visits. Call Nicole at the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and visit smiledesigndoctor.com. Mention WCBM for a first patient special offer.
Stop. Do not wait. Do not wait until it's too late. Crestlock.com specializes in transponder keys and remotes for most cars. Do not wait until you lose your last key or remote before you get a duplicate. Give Crestlock.com a call at 410-256-7800. That's 410-256-7800. And ask for Ashley. Or stop into our state-of-the-art showroom at 10015 Plaski Highway and get your transponder key or spare remote today at Crestlock.com.
What's the number one thing you can do to attract the largest variety of new birds to your yard? Water. All wild birds love water and need dependable water source all year long. Summers are often hot and often dry. Simple to offer water, but winters bring freezing temperatures. Hi, I'm Brian at Wild Birds Unlimited. Keep your bird bath clean and fresh. And in the winter, add a simple heater so your bath doesn't freeze. Come visit us and grab one at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium and now Columbia.
Take 20 minutes after the hour. We're talking about this report of mice, filth, medical neglect inside Maryland youth detention centers as state agencies continue to be plagued under the lack of leadership by Governor Leave Everyone Behind Wes Moore. Betsy Fox Tolentino says, hey, wait a minute, we are making progress in these areas.
Many of the issues in the report are issues we identified very early on. We have been making active change, and we are seeing progress.
Yeah, but some of these issues were, you know, started maybe under Lockdown Larry, but again, they have these reports annually, and Governor Moore now has been in office for 3 years, and still these issues remain. Delegate Erickson says, looks like this Secretary of Juvenile Services has failed as well.
It seems like we were all hoping that she would really hit the ground running, and with the updates to this report, I'm not sure that is the message that we're getting.
No, the message we're getting right now is a complete abject failure. But Tolentino says, no, we are mitigating these issues as we speak.
All those issues we are actively mitigating. We have put in additional oversight in our food and medical units. We have added additional items for our young people for clothing and shoes. And we have increased our pest control so that we can mitigate any of those issues that are present in our facilities.
Yeah, well, it's certainly taking a long time for this mitigation. Fox 45's Rebecca Pryor asking Tolentino, when can we expect these to be fully implemented?
Ultimately, it's my job and my responsibility to make sure that we have facilities that are safe, secure, and our frontline staff are equipped to give our young people what they need, and we're doing that.
How can you say that everything's safe after what was found in this report?
We are building on a foundation to create better facilities.
Yeah, well, that's government speak, folks, for it's not there yet. It's not a done deal. And Delegate Arakan, I think, rightfully places this at the feet of Governor Moore. He's leading the state. He's the governor of the state. He ran for this job, campaigned for it. He wanted it. And you got to take the bad with the good.
This falls on the governor's lap at the end of the day. He did replace Schiraldi, but some of these issues are like emergent medical issues. And these are very severe allegations that deserve really the governor's full attention on them until they're remedied.
Yeah. Well, again, and you look at this, and they reached out to Governor Moore's office for comment, but a spokesperson declined to respond. And this is just the pattern. That it's lather, rinse, repeat. A report identifies problems within an agency, and it's recurring. These are recurring problems that don't get addressed, that don't get fixed. And then we fire Schiraldi, and we put a new lackey in, and Tolentino just repeats the same kind of stuff that Schiraldi was doing. You know? It's the very definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. 823 traffic weather on the threes. We always get results with this dude, a.k.a. Whiskey Nuts.
Dude. I thought you were going to say, speaking of insanity.
Yeah. Well, that too.
Yeah, well, you always get what you pay for, Ms. Casey.
That is so true.
And yet, another accident on the VW Parkway. We keep getting these wrecks this morning. We had one at Greenbelt Road. That went away. We had one near 175 last 10 minutes. That went away. Now we have a new one southbound at Goddard. There's a lot of traffic there, and we're looking at the live shot here at Powder Mill Road, and there's a backup there. So it looks like there is some impact on the parkway again on the southbound side. That would be the third, maybe the fourth wreck this morning on the parkway southbound. Yeah, the Beltway still all jammed up. Nothing out of the ordinary there on 695. JFX at last check was still in good shape. It was running heavy, but still moving anywhere between Ruxton Road and the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Not as cold today. Sunny, milder, breezy, mid-50s tonight. Clear, low 30s. Thursday, just as mild. Rain possibilities on Friday and through the weekend. And is pretty nice right now. Partly cloudy, 43 in Parkville, 42 in Millersville. If you want to weigh in, you can. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. We have stories this morning about the governor saying there must be accountability for Kanaya Ward and yet offering none. Then there was the senior trafficking story, in which he refused to meet with Gary Collins over at Fox 45, spotlight on Maryland, and sloughed him off onto the communications director, who tried to, bootlicking to deflect the allegations. Remember, I stand with the people, the MPRP project, whatever happened. BGE rates are up again. Your electric bill's going up by about $3 or $4. That's not just going to, it just continues. It really is. And so this guy who ran on Leave No One Behind is leaving all of us behind in the entire state. Now, I've launched a Save Our State petition, and you can check. It's at change.org, and if you'd like to go and sign it, I would appreciate it. We're trying to get as many signatures as we can to call attention to the plight of the state, and you can read all. On my Facebook page, too, if you want to go to the Sean Casey Facebook page, you can read. There's a list a list of items. Maybe tomorrow I'll read the list out loud so you get a better chance, a better idea of what we're talking about. But there's a list of things on there that this governor, these Democrats have done to the state in the 3 years that he has been in office. So the petition is located at change.org. It says, alert Marylanders. Again, my concern is, you know, not being able to retire here in the state of Maryland. So many others share that concern. And this is where my family is. Here's my grandchildren. My children, my grandchildren are here. I don't have to pick up stakes, but they're making it virtually impossible. It's become completely unaffordable to live in the state of Maryland. So change.org, you can locate the petition there or go to my Facebook page. I'd please ask you to sign it, share it on all your social media, share it with your friends, your family members. The goal is to get as many signatures as humanly possible. Let's go to John and Glen Arm. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I don't want to leave out Bill Ferguson.
Oh yeah,
I call him Electric Bill Ferguson.
I like that.
He pretty much runs electricity in Maryland. It's, you know, with his solar company, and he's completely conflicted. The other nickname is I call him Fergie, the Duchess of Annapolis.
Right. I like Electric Bill Ferguson. I do like Bill.
Electric Bill Ferguson. Yeah, that needs to go viral. He. A bill that padded his pockets the last 5 minutes of the legislature ago. And we can't forget about him. He's all into solar panels and batteries.
And, yeah. And look, when you have one party dominate like they do here, like they do in California, Illinois, New York, Massachusetts, these are the most expensive states to live in. By the way, the new I'll have to pull the results. The new U-Haul moving survey is out. I'll pull that and see where Merrill. I know we're not top five, but we got to be close.
Well, hey, we're worse than that, right? And this is not a particular dig, but most of the legislature are teachers who have failed up into government, and you know we need some more higher end. You know, professionals up there. We can't.
Well, that and attorneys. You got a bunch of lawyers, and again the others that you just mentioned, and a lot of these people don't real the same. They don't live the same lives we live. I'm convinced of that. Well, you couldn't possibly live the same life and do these kinds of things with the tax burden, with the regulatory burden, with the retirees, et cetera. These are big government progressives. They don't care.
They sure don't. Yeah, Fergie's both. He's a teacher and a lawyer.
Yeah. Good point. All right, John, thanks so much. Appreciate that. Electric Bill Ferguson. We'll have to keep that one in mind. Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling. Again, I can't emphasize enough. First off, their quality service, their commitment and dedication to excellence. And when it comes to electrical, so if you have exterior wiring issues, you want a ceiling fan, or you need a new circuit breaker, or maybe installing a charger for your EV, whatever it is, they can and landscaping to boot. They do a great job, stand up job, and now of course their HVAC unit as well. Right now we're focusing on heating, making sure, and we just talked about the electric bills are going up again by about $5 a month. And it's not going to get any cheaper anytime soon because of you-know-who, the governor and the Democrats who run this state, and their green agenda is taking all our green out of our pockets. So call today. They'll come out and do a maintenance check, repair, whatever it needs. 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or log on to timkylecompany.com. It is 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The superintendent of Anne Arundel County Public Schools has announced an immediate hiring freeze for the district's central and satellite offices. Dr. Mark Bedell calls the move a proactive and responsible step to address increasing pressures as the fiscal year 2027 budget process begins. The freeze will remain in effect until further notice. The freeze will not impact hiring for vacancies in schools and will not stop the filling of positions where the hiring process is already underway. Baltimore City is expected to officer
offer a settlement to a man wrongfully convicted of murder and sent to prison. The city's Board of Estimates is scheduled to vote on approving a $14 million civil rights settlement for Gary Washington, who spent 31 years in prison before he was exonerated. The state of Maryland awarded Washington a settlement of $3.1 million last year. Washington was found guilty of first-degree murder in the 1986 killing of Fahim Ali, but he maintained that he was innocent. The Mount Airy Town Council plans to leave some room in the 2027 budget to cover the cost of a weather alert siren system. The plan follows the death of 13-year-old Mason Kearns, who was pulled into an uncovered drainage pipe during a flash flood last summer. The estimated cost of the alert system is around $93,000, and town officials say they will seek funding through state and federal grants and private donations. According to the Baltimore Sun, Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese wants to support the effort by using asset forfeiture funds. He says there's no better way to use drug dealers' money than to support the community in this way. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm attorney Michael Friedman. At our law firm, we're keenly aware of the huge inconveniences our clients face when they're victims of an auto accident. Losing your vehicle and needing a car rental. We're negotiating a total damage. Making certain that our clients receive the best medical treatment possible. Recovering any lost wages. And finally, assuring a satisfactory monetary award, either by settlement or in court. All in the hope of relieving our clients' burdens. Along that line, our firm does not believe in nickel and diming our clients who are already suffering. So there's no fee for the property damage recovery, no fee for filing and distributing the personal injury protection PIP benefits, no charge for postage, no charge for photocopies. All, by the way, fairly revolutionary in our business. And of course, there's never a fee if there's no recovery. So for a free, no obligation consultation, call us at 410-363-6848. The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, representing injured victims in the Mid-Atlantic region for over 35 years.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Still some heavy traffic south at both the Harbor Tunnels, but improving just a bit coming south on 895 from the Eastern Avenue ramp area and the bridge there and the Urban Avenue ramp and the 95 south with the lanes open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But we are looking at delays around O'Donnell Street. Typical slowdowns right there. Traffic going through the tunnel and eventually down towards 395. All the lanes are open. No problem. Problems getting out to the southwest side of the Beltway. The wreck on the BW Parkway, southbound at Goddard. And with that, we had a big backup there that was going back through Powder Mill Road at last check. There's a new wreck in Newmarket. If you're coming east out of Frederick County, it's on I-70 eastbound at Route 75. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, not as cold today as our real warm-up gets underway. Actually, mostly sunny with highs in the mild but breezy mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with temperatures falling back into the mid-30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. A couple more sound bites for you on the day after the firing of John Harbaugh in Baltimore. Here is Harbaugh on December 22nd, day after the loss to the Patriots, asked if he was fearful of potentially losing his job.
This is sports. It's how it works, you know. And one thing I always have believed is that, first of all, coaching at any level is a day-to-day job, you know. And your job is to do the best job you can today, and to do everything you can to help your players and your coaches, if you're a head coach, be the best they can be every single day. And it's never been about keeping a job. And there's no such thing as like your job or my job. You know, we have responsibilities. We're given opportunities to steward those responsibilities, and you're given a job to do that. Until you're not. You know.
And then yesterday was the day that he did not. And then how about this one from Lamar at the podium after the loss to the Steelers when he was asked.
I want to see John remain the coach for next year.
You asked me about next year, Jameson. Like, I'm so caught up in what just happened tonight. I can't focus on that right now. I just told you. Like, he asked me, are you stunned? I'm stunned right now. I'm still trying to process what's going on. Like, I know we lost, but what the Like, you know, that's all.
And on the comment of a caller a few minutes ago of Harbaugh not doing right by Lamar, not taking full advantage of his abilities, and most of all not protecting him appropriately, comes this Facebook post from RG3, who backed up Lamar for 3 years here in Baltimore. And this is a quote. "Thank you, Coach Harbaugh, for always having your players back. I watched you for 3 years. Never try to change who Lamar Jackson was at his core, but instead put people in a support system around him to lead us to back-to-back AFC North titles and Lamar's first two MVPs. You embodied what it meant to be a Raven, play like a Raven, once a Raven, always a Raven." That from RG3, former backup quarterback here in Baltimore. Other sports news, Maryland men's basketball closing out a three-game home stretch tonight against Indiana. They'll tip off at 6 p.m. tonight. The Terps have had a total of 31 games missed this year due to injury, including from leading scorer Pharrell Payne. Birthdays today, how about this? Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson turns 29 years old today. Happy birthday to Lamar. And on this date in Ravens history, what about this one? From the firing of John Harbaugh to a pleasant memory, take you back to the AFC divisional round, January 7th of 2001. Game tied at 10 with the Tennessee Titans and... correction, game tied. It was 17-10 Baltimore, and here's Steve McNair in the air.
Good protection.
Ray Lewis's pick six was the clincher as the Ravens beat the Titans 24-10 on their way to Super Bowl 35. Time now is 8:37. When we return, my question remains: if the John Harbaugh had lost the locker room, why are so many players shocked?
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
I was just about to say, as you can probably tell from my commentary today and our discussions, that I am not in agreement with this decision.
No, you said yesterday you'd be shocked.
And, right. And I may be in the minority, and there's good reasons.
You texted me yesterday afternoon, because you can see there was shock in your text message as well. But does it go like this? Steve Bisciotti says, Lamar, hey, Lamar, what do you want for your birthday? And Lamar says, I want a new coach.
I mean, you may not be far off.
$250 million.
It speaks a lot.
It does. It speaks volumes. And you got to make a change. And it's easier. How much did the Ravens owe Harbaugh?
$50 million per the contract.
Per the contract.
Now, I'm sure there's maybe a buyout there, or maybe not. You know, I don't know. Maybe there's not a buyout.
If
maybe
he gets another gig, does he get off the hook?
So if he gets another gig, they're off the hook for the remainder. So let's say he signs a contract for $60 million, then they don't have to pay him anything. If he signs a contract for $40 million, they pay him $10 million. I'm sure all that language is in there. I get that. I don't even think the money is the issue here at this point. Right. But you're right, though. Look, I don't care what Ian Rappaport says, okay? I don't think he lost the locker room. Losing the locker room is a huge, big statement, okay? He may have lost certain players in the locker room. Certain players may have a louder voice than other players in the locker room. But if you look at the 53 guys on that team, I'm going to guarantee you he didn't lose that locker room. There's an article in the Baltimore Banner today, unattributed to Ravens players because they didn't want their names out there,
right,
who said, look, we didn't expect this at all. You know, if anything, we expected a coordinator to go or two coordinators to go. Okay, that I get. But I don't get throwing 18 years down the drain and now starting over. This guy's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You just don't fire Hall of Fame coaches like that.
Well,
you just don't
Andy Reid was out of Philadelphia. He went on to resurrect his career in Kansas City.
Well, I hope John Harbaugh resurrects his career, and I hope he wins a Super Bowl in New York or Miami.
Another question for you is... You look at how the Ravens built this organization, this franchise, how they were so successful with guys like Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, Jonathan Ogden. I mean, we're talking about Hall of Fame players.
We don't have those anymore.
We don't. Right?
So why is that?
Yeah. Why is that? Is that on Harbaugh or is that on the front office?
Well,
is that on the ownership?
You know the answer.
Yeah.
So you know, we don't have those guys no more.
Look, here's the shiny object. I'm going to fire a coach, and that's going to take all the spotlight away from me
in the front office and the ownership.
We don't have, do you remember Bernard Parrish?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't even have him. We don't even have a guy like, we don't have an enforcer out there who can say, hey, this is my defense. Okay, Kyle Hamilton's great. Okay, and we need Kyle Hamilton. But we don't have a guy who says, you know what? You come across that line of scrimmage and I'm going to dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
We don't have that guy.
I think that's the big change, because you invested all your capital in one position, and that's quarterback, and in other positions. And the team, I think, suffers as a result. We'll see.
We'll see where we go.
Thanks, Gary. It's 8:41, yep. 19 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock here. Big story today, Ravens firing Coach John Harbaugh. Also a big story is the U-Haul Growth Index is out. And I wanted to share that with you real quick before we get to a call. And that is, these are, again, the states that are hemorrhaging population because they're leaving states, and the states that are the beneficiaries of that. And the states that people want to move to, number one, Texas, number two, Florida, number three, North Carolina, number four, Tennessee, number five, South Carolina. Okay? The states that are hemorrhaging residents, number one, California, worst in the land. Number two, Illinois. Number three, New Jersey. They're all blue states. Number four, New York. Number five, Massachusetts. Number six, Maryland. Okay? I didn't even know the... I knew the worst, and I didn't know Maryland was on the was that bad. I knew it had to be in the bottom ten. Based on taxes, based on regulation, based on let's grow government at the expense of all others. That's why we need to save our state. That's why this election year is crucial. This gubernatorial election year, you got to start paying attention now, because the primary's in June. The Republican primary, then there is no Democrat primary because he's running as an incumbent unopposed, right? So all the eggs are in one basket here for the Republicans. That's why it's important, in order to save our state, we need to get engaged sooner rather than later. We need better candidates. We need a better messaging. And we need a better performance, frankly, on the part of donors, voters. And so if you live in this state and you want to save this state, if you want to make this state a place where you can retire and with family and just be able to live affordably, even not in retirement, it's expensive to live in this state. This is the time. Otherwise, you'll be joining the exodus, the horde of people leaving Maryland, one of the worst states in the country, according to the U-Haul Growth Index, as they're hemorrhaging. We all may have to move in with Chuck. I mean, that is a possibility.
I'll meet you at the Georgia line and connect the toll.
Thank you. Get the Conestoga wagons out.
Yeah, you know, I'll be sitting there with a big chain across I-95. $14 per car to come south, please.
That's right. Oh, south of the border. Remember that.
We have to build the new Chuck Whitaker Asylum in Brooksville.
All right. What's happening out there this morning?
All right. New problem here. Interloop of the Beltway. If you're coming up from the BW Parkway, I'm looking at you right here. Just as you cross the parkway, you see the brake lights and you're coming to a stop. The wreck is on the interloop all the way up at Hollins Ferry Road. So you got a ways to go before you get to the wreck. The fire department just arrived there. So there are some injuries. There's some lane blockage. It's out of camera range. But again, we see the impact now. So if you're coming north of 648, you're coming up to 170 on the Beltway. You're trying to get up to 95. Right now, it might not be a bad idea to take the parkway. If you're trying to get up towards 95, you can take the parkway and go right up to the I-95 ramp as you're coming into the city. If you're trying to stay on the Beltway going up towards Wilkins Avenue and beyond, you're going to have to ride this out. There are not a lot of parallel routes for the traffic there over on the southwest side. The other big wreck was on the Parkway southbound in Prince George's County at Goddard, and the cleanup is still underway there. And a wreck also with two lanes blocked eastbound to I-70 at Route 75 coming out of Frederick County and into the New Market area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 weather authority forecast. Not as cold today. It is going to be mostly sunny, breezy, and mild, highs in the mid-50s. And tonight, clear, low 30s. And right now, we're looking at 47 and sunny in Ocean City. Sunny skies and 44 in Pikesville. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance. You know, there's a huge suspension bridge in northern Michigan. You can walk across it. It's called the Sky Bridge. A guy by the name of Trevor Van Camp decided he was going to propose to his girlfriend Danielle right in the middle of the Sky Bridge. During the proposal, Trevor dropped the ring off the bridge. An employee at the Boyne Mountain Resort named Pat Harper promised that he would find it, and he did. With a metal detector, here are Trevor, Danielle, and Pat talking about finding the ring.
We start walking across the bridge, and I stopped, and I got down on one knee and asked her to marry me. And when I went to go get the ring out of the box, mind you, I'm shaking up. I looked down, like, not a good idea. And, I dropped the ring. So we panicked for a minute. We looked at each other. We gotta find it.
They gave us the clearing to go down the hill. And we started searching for about 2.5 hours.
Dug the snow down like I'd done probably 30 other times, and then the edge of the ring stuck out.
I give big props and kudos to Pat for doing that for us, because he saved the day.
Indeed he did. What a great end to that story. We've had two of those stories this week on drop rings and or engagement rings. So luckily they've had happy endings, but how many have it, really? Feel Good News brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
Got a text here from Rob Carson saying people are fleeing states with the warmth of collectivism into states that have rugged individualism. Bingo. Hit it right on the... As always said, he's right about once or twice a day. So just... Just kidding. Rob's on today at noon. Make sure you check him out and tune in. Let's go to John in Baltimore City. Good morning, John. Hello, John. You want to turn down your radio? Make sure the delay is going to confuse you.
Yes, I do. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
I just have a question, and I'll hang up. And my question is about Sean Bolson and Sonia Sondalesis. I'm just wondering if Sonia Sondalesis has a green dress.
John, that is just too much. Thank you so much for that. That's a reference to the black woman in a green dress coming on at 2:00 in the morning down in New Orleans. So, but I don't think Dr. Sondalesis would behave like that. But we do have a report coming up on Dr. Sondalesis in just a moment. And I got a chance here. I always like to read some of these texts that have come into the show here this morning, because lots of folks weighing in. John says, although in my heart I think it's time for Harbaugh to move on and look at other factors, such as the line not protecting the quarterback. Our pass defense had some serious problems, but I also am not sold on Lamar. He seems like he's has an entitlement mentality, not showing up for practice, not coming to minicamp, not playing because of a boo-boo when other quarterbacks have played with a lot worse injuries. He's very inconsistent. I definitely don't see him being worth $250 million. Yeah, that's a good point. Tony says, regarding Dr. Bolson, at least it was a woman. Maybe. Yeah, well, we don't know for sure. Ron says Harbaugh didn't lose the locker room. He lost the team's prima donna. Oh, another shot at Lamar there. Let's see. Jeff says it really doesn't matter whether Harbaugh's relieved or not. Who's running the team, the head coach, or the players? These million-dollar salaries are destroying the sport. Do you think Lombardi would put up with the attitude of these players? It's just another reason why I have lost interest in the NFL. Thanks, Jeff, for weighing in. Michelle writes in, how does a paraplegic child commit a crime? I don't know whether that he became a paraplegic before or after. Maybe he was the brains of the operation. Just speculating there. Dan also says, strange. Woman in a green dress in his apartment when he apparently passed out, then got ripped off. New Orleans? Hooker, anyone? Well, that's what a lot of people are speculating. Dan says, Sean, if we use military force to take Greenland, we're no different than Russia and Putin's action in the Ukraine. Purchasing or paying a lease for a portion is reasonable. I do not care how strategic it is. You don't invade like that. Well, again, I do think the president is using that as the stick. And hopefully the carrot on the stick is going to be the purchase on that as well. All right. It is 8:50, 10 before the hour of 9 o'clock. Keep them coming, folks. Coming up next, we'll take a look at Dr. Santelises is up for a national award. You're listening to KC and Company.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers. Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoco.com.
The news and sports you want. Timely and accurate traffic and weather. And the informed opinions you trust. Only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up at 8:53, Kim Klasick live, coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Kim's doing her hit right now on Fox 45, our partners. And make sure you check out our new partners, too. The Baltimore Sun. We have entered a partnership with them as well. You can check out all the great stories. We'll have reporters reporting from the General Assembly session coming up starting next Wednesday. And you check out their homepage. Right there on their homepage is a Listen Live button for WCBM. So check that out as well.
We've gone big time.
We have. We've made it to the band. And we owe it all to you, Chuck, because after the roast, all these deals came into place. And it's just amazing the stature, the clout.
Same thing happened. Trump got in. Where did he got in? Look what happened.
The blackmail. I mean, I'm sorry.
don't say that. Some of that's still pending. Interloop of the Beltway again for coming up from Anne Arundel County. I would be prepared for some brake lights coming up from 648 Camp Meade Road. And then once you get to the parkway, it's really slow. The accident is further up ahead at Hollins Ferry Road. Fire department was there, so that indicates, and you know when they arrive, we tend to lose some lanes, and it's going to be pretty busy from the parkway up to at least Washington Boulevard, and the outer loop could be a little bit slow as well. The earlier wreck was on the parkway southbound at Goddard. They're trying to clear that. That was still backed up. Two lanes were blocked coming out of Frederick, eastbound I-70. The wreck was in Newmarket at Route 75. You'll still have late backing on the rest of the Beltway, and there's still some slowing, but the lanes are open going into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You know, Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, not as cold today, mostly sunny, breezy, and in the mid-50s tonight, low 30s. It's going to be mild again for the rest of the week, but some rain moving into the area by the end of the week as well. So keep that in mind. It could be worse. It could be snow. So just keep in mind, sunshine 42 in the city, 42 in Pasadena. Dr. Sonia Santelises has been nominated for a national award. She, the CEO of Baltimore City Public Schools, receiving national recognition. She's been named a finalist for National Superintendent of the Year. Some would feel that, like yours truly, the scandals that she has overseen as the CEO during her tenure should disqualify her. Yolanda Pulley, a former Baltimore City mayoral candidate, founder of People Empowered by the Struggle, says that she and the city schools have been an abject failure.
Do you think Baltimore City Public Schools is a good school system?
No, I think that at this point is nothing but failure, failure, and failure factor.
Look at the grade-changing scandal that she affected her. The ghost students that were uncovered by Chris Papp at Project Baltimore. How about the 40% of Baltimore high schools, not one student was proficient in math in nearly half of these schools. And then just recently, they were the only school system in the entire country that was called out for anti-Semitism in the school system, all under her watch. And Pulley says these people that are nominating her for award, frankly, have lost their minds.
Have they lost their freaking minds? It's not like it's not public information. If they had did their due diligence in their investigation, they would have known that this woman was a failure from beginning to end.
Yeah. So, again, you look at all these scandals, it's just amazing that somebody, this is the very definition of liberalism, is they fail upwards. You know, in the real world, in the private sector, when you fail, you get fired or you choose a different career or whatever. In government, in city schools, you are rewarded for your failures. And again, Pabst asking Pulley if the school system is better or worse since Santelices arrived.
Do you think the school system has at all improved under Dr. Santelices?
No. No, I think she actually made it worse, to be honest.
I think she's right, 100%. Let's go to Patty in Hartford County. Good morning, Patty.
Morning, Sean. I'll try to be brief and succinct. Yesterday, I attended the PJM Transmission Expansion Advisory Committee meeting virtually, and they're getting ready to roll out a huge project in Pennsylvania, 222 miles, 765 200-foot right-of-way to import electricity into Pennsylvania because PJM has effectively drained Pennsylvania of electricity, sending it to Maryland, Virginia, New Jersey, Delaware. And Shapiro had a spokesperson there that read a statement that I'm trying to get a copy of that pushed back. They pretty much said they won't approve the project and the PJM needs to hold another window to do another project. And part of the reason, too, is because some of the projects that PJM is getting ready to approve in Virginia are HVDC buried. And so they questioned why Pennsylvania is importing and why Pennsylvania is getting overhead lines versus Virginia getting underground lines. So it should be interesting as this evolves because finally Pennsylvania has had enough of them stealing electricity and sending to other states. And it raises electricity prices for Pennsylvania ratepayers and steals their land through eminent domain if they're not willing to give it. So it should be interesting over the next few weeks as to what PJM does.
Indeed. Thanks for the update. Appreciate that, Patty. We're all watching very carefully what the PJM and the PSC here in Maryland does, and Governor Moore, of course, who stands with the people. We'll get into that. Tomorrow we'll give you more information because a lot of folks want to know about the petitiontochange.org. We'll give you information. We'll read the list of, why we're concerned, why we need to save our state. It might be the last chance, but it might be one of the few. Because without a opposition party, without people to push back, the progressives, and they start 1 week from today, is the General Insane Asylum reconvenes. And already some of the bills I've seen are really scary. And it's just something that it's going to be very difficult for a lot of people to be able to afford to live here. Best of KC and Company, each and every day, WCBM.com on our Rumble Facebook page, is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. Thanks to Michelle for producing. We're back tomorrow morning at 6. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.